Bye. Good morning. Welcome to
Months Later.
Why does that do that every morning now? Why I gotta tell you, I almost didn't do today. I want to do today because it's our birthday, believe it or not. I don't like to talk about it. Today is 18 years since I put out the first episode of Nobody Likes Onions. Technically, it was recorded on June 1st, but I think it hit the feed on the 2nd. So the birthday is ambiguous. But today starts 19 years podcasting. People didn't know what it was. I used to have to wave people down on the side of the road and tell them to pull over. Hurry, pull over. I have something to explain to you. And then I would whip out my Zune and try to get them to understand what an MP3 was and how to podcast. And they still don't get it. They're still going, what? What? This leaf was falling down seconds before the show. It's about to fall. The whole place is crumbling. And I gotta be honest with you, I'm on day three. I thought I could do this without talking about it. I'm on day three of zero carbs. And it's right about peak fuzziness. Peak carb withdrawal. I have a pounding headache all day, every day, as my body switches over from burning constant peanut butter cups and carbs to the giant store of fat that I've accumulated in my tits.
Oh, shit.
Excuse me. So, yeah, I'm on day three of no carbs. It's awful. It's bad. And we'll try to live. Thank you very much for your happy birthdays in the chat. It means a lot. Again, I'm in a rough way today. I can't think. I'm foggy. I know you got to push through this. It takes about a week. And then you feel phenomenal, by the way. The reason I'm doing this, every time I go into ketosis, I feel so much better about my life. But getting there is a goddamn journey. Andrea, $10. Congrats on 18 years and keeping us all laughing. I don't think you were there 18 years ago. You weren't laughing. I'd hate to be there when the laughter stops. Fake diet talk like a Chad. I wish it was fake. I wish it wasn't real. I mean, it for people who have never done it, I can't even describe it. It's this foggy, Your body feels like it's not getting something it really needs. And my body is definitely in carb mode. So I don't know how long I'll make it today. We'll try to have a member show tonight. But I got to tell you, I've had a pounding headache since I went to bed. I woke up with it. I took some more. Time to get some steak and some pussy. Oh, okay. I didn't realize that was a cure. Can we get a quick 5 minutes on Ray's computer? Can you imagine if I only do 5 minutes about that today? I don't see me not ranting about that for 17 to 39 minutes. Coming up in our B block. It's easy. Just open the RSS feed, click the link. I don't even know what that is. Moody, please don't ever explain tech stuff in my chat. Patrick's trying to slim up for AC. No, honestly, I'm hoping that it just makes me feel better in general. This schedule has been rough. Nothing like a fat dude on an extreme diet. I just know it works. I lost about 115 pounds in 9 months doing keto before, but it's not only that, like, your body feels better. I'm diabetic. I'm not supposed to be eating potatoes and bread and peanut butter cups. You know, we've had a fun little winter, but it's time to... After hearing Chad call you the worst person he's ever known, it's understandable how down you are. Did he say that? That's fucking funny. That's funny. I didn't know he said that, but that really stings. That really hurts coming from him. Chris Bueller, $50. That's going to be our first wall donation of the month. I think that's our threshold, really. I don't bring out my pen for less than $50. Chris Bueller. $50. Wow. If I was eating carbs, I'd go get McMuffins. What can I even have at McDonald's? Is there any food I could even eat at McDonald's that's carb-free? Moody says now that he doesn't need anything from me anymore, he's become very mean. I need so much from you. This thing's a mess. Am I supposed to just infinite scroll to every message that's ever been posted on this system? You know, I need to be able to archive messages, paginate by date. Maybe some sort of lazy load scroll on this, Moody. Could we get, you know, could you act like this is permanent? Welcome to the show, everybody. Yeah, we'll try to do a, is Patrick dying? This may be a great day after all. That feels mean. I just got to say off the bat, that feels mean. You know, a lot of the comments, they are mean, but they feel okay. That one feels mean. You know what I mean? Like it lands hard. It really sticks in there. Is Patrick dying? This may be a great day after all. It's like, that's what you're... Don't ever call me a dead. Don't ever call me a dying guy. Voice chats are open. Tips.nobodylikesonions.com. Open up your little browser. Tap your little skiddly-diddly-dink. And head on over to tips.nobodylikesonions.com. We'd love to hear you think your voices do something like this.
It's time for Mooby and the Shrimp.
And that's true. That is true. Let's go, Brandon. $20. Happy birthday, NLO number 18. It's true. 18. It seems young, but it also seems quite old. How many podcasts have you been listening to that are on their 19th year? Of broadcasting. Probably not many. And this is why Casey Armstrong's jealous. He knows I got more experience behind this mic than most people out there in the... Okay, just kidding. Casey Armstrong, hopefully this weekend, him and I are going to work out some... Oh, shit! Hello, guys. It's time to take out all the trash. It's a Minnesota guy and his wife. He's gonna be canoeing all the gash. It's Minnesota radio at its very, very, very fucking worst. He's gonna stick his dick inside of April until her pelvis fucking bursts. It's gonna be the worst thing you've ever heard. He gets her on the Friday show. She is not very quick with news. She has to be explained. It's very slow. It's gonna be the worst broadcast that you and I have ever seen. We've gotta go on deep dives just to see how much we can glean. It's time for movie and the scrimp. It's time for movie and the scrimp. It's gonna be the worst thing that you and I have ever seen. He's gonna talk all about our tits and talk about his tiny little peen. It's gonna get racist and it probably is gonna
gonna talk to trans, and then he's gonna show off his stupid mustache and his tiny hands, and his wife is gonna fix a snack. We're gonna... Okay. Bam!
His wife is gonna fix a snack. His wife is gonna fix a snack. Remember the kale chips? Remember like 2 days out of nowhere there was just like kale chips and macaroons in the middle of the show?
Yeah, look what I did. I made improvements on my end of the studio. I got my arm back.
Aren't you cool?
I get both hands. I don't have anything here. There's nothing in my way. As a poet...
He bought one mic arm and he's losing his mind about it. In his 20th year of broadcasting, he's like, I got a mic arm. Look at this. And he didn't get one for April. Of course he didn't get one for April. One mic arm at a time over here. That's our budget.
Being on the radio again.
Is it?
Oh, man. Back in the day.
Oh, God. This is embarrassing. This is embarrassing.
As they say.
Also, you got the cheapest mic arm available. That's like the cheapest Chinese piece of shit. That's the mic arms we used to get back in 2006.
To do a podcast for all of you. I'm not saying I'm not honored to do a live stream for you. But as I watch other live streams and I watch other podcasts, of course not Louis and Clarence's father, Nightwave Radio.
Who?
There seems to be, and again, it seems to come from more Boomerville. Just a lack of quality in the podcast world in exchange for people just basically watching, I believe, what people have started to call boomer blood sports.
Drivel.
At this point. It's gotten, like, I believe we passed critical mass a long time ago. But we're still in that post-critical mass era. Anyway, I'm just very excited about this.
Aaron talking about people not having quality shows and putting things into it. It's like, you just got a mic arm and jizzed yourself. You just bought a mic arm and went, oh, my God, it's like radio again. It's like, yeah, the mic arm makes the man. The mic arm is very, like, Moody says this mic arm is very cheap. Trust me, that's a very cheap mic arm. You'll pinch yourself if you're not careful with that.
So I did a very dad thing, and I YouTubed how to get the damn adapter out of this microphone because it wouldn't hook up to this thing with the adapter it had.
Holy shit.
And they said, put a coin in the grooves there and turn it counterclockwise. I'm not an idiot. I can do that.
Sure.
I can handle that kind of a thing.
Oh, no.
And I start turning it, and I'm like, it's like a cartoon where the face is turning red and there's smoke shooting out of your ears, and you're just going, son of a god, god damn it. And it wouldn't move.
Not pretty.
He thinks on the cartoon when steam shoots out of people's ears, he thinks it's smoke. He doesn't know the difference between steam and smoke. Why would it be smoke coming out of your ear? It would 100% be steam. Because you're like boiling the moisture in your head with anger. That's why you're turning red. It would be steam, not smoke.
Audio.
But, you know, nitpicking here, I realize.
You know, where they sell a lot of electronics.
They sell all the instruments and all the equipment.
Everything. So I go, hey, here's the problem I'm having.
Smoke coming out of your head. Can you imagine?
They want to sell you stuff, right?
Correct.
They want to sell you anything they can. Like,
Moody says, how do you have kids and don't have a screwdriver set? Like, holy shit, this is a good point. Does Moody not own tools? Does Moody not own tools? I guarantee he's got a garage and it's just like sweatbands and hula hoops and bicycle parts hanging up.
Or in the thing effect, and I didn't want to turn any harder because I don't want to break something.
The only upgrade they had for you was like, no, use a quarter, not a penny.
Right, that was
use the bigger coin.
I used a penny, they used a quarter. I go home, and then they said, you can bring it in and we'll do it for you. And I'm like,
hold on, he went to a store and bought this mic arm, and then he was sitting there in the store with a penny adjusting it. He took it down to the store. Like, is this how you do it, with a penny? No fucking way. No fucking way that this guy's hauling this mic arm around town asking for help tightening it. No fucking way.
Took that quarter. And I took a pliers. I grabbed that quarter with that pliers.
Pliers.
And wouldn't you know, success. And I got the adapter off. I got my microphone back on my radio.
Is he opening the show with a story about how he learned how to unscrew something? Is that what's happening? I'm confused. Is he starting out his show bragging about getting a mic arm and talking about how he had to run all over town to unscrew it? I'm just clarifying. Is that what's happening? Is that what's happening?
Open my body up toward you. excuse me. I'm aging.
He's dying.
I'm aging. Instead of leaning forward like this and then sometimes turning like this and everyone thinking that I hate your guts.
I feel like you can still turn with your back away from me over there.
I enjoy this better.
It's actually more off to the side than it was before.
I enjoy.
So this is not about improving the show or making the broadcast better. People are noticing that, like, when Mubi gets upset at the scrimp, he turns away from her. So he's trying to, like, this is literally to address a body language issue and a perception that people are having on the show. This has nothing to do with improving the show.
They're nice.
You're an earth mind diamond.
Nice.
And you do got to love the fact, I'm telling you, these are like $60 mic arms. They're the cheapest mic arms. He could only get one. He didn't get a mic arm for April or the guest. Tell me this isn't some sort of power play. Everything we know about Mubi, you know, he took away her coffee idea. He reprimands her. He tells her she's not smart right on air. Tell me that this is not a power play. Tell me this isn't about him having a mic arm and her not having a mic arm. Come on.
In Texas, it's just like mining African diamonds if you don't...
He's impressing April. She's glowing with pride. That's my man's mic arm.
They take it very seriously in Texas.
That's my man's mic arm.
You have to watch Last Chance You with Me still. You don't know how serious they take it.
I'll get there right now.
He says, I borrowed the money. Yeah, I dated a girl from Minnesota. She said the same thing. Borrow me $2? It's like, borrow you $2. I mean, loan you $2? Yeah, same thing. He borrowed me some money. It's like, whoa.
Watch out for that, by the way. Don't make faces. All right.
I thought it smelled bleachy down here.
I paid for it. I'll jack off on it. Those are the rules.
You didn't pay for this table. I did.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What's happening?
It's the same account.
Tri-County Broadcasting, I'll have you know, paid for this table.
Oh, okay.
Tri-County Broadcasting? Is that his company name? Sauk Rapids.
Because I was on Twitter putting up the links and everything, letting everybody know, hey, here we are.
I didn't do that today. If you can't find this show by now without a Twitter link, you know, it's been 18 years. You come find me. I've had about enough of telling you about it.
I was tweeting, and it said 4 minutes ago, and I went, oh, could get interesting this morning. Mersh, because if Mersh is tweeting at 5:55.
He's been up all night.
He didn't wake up at 5:55.
Yeah, he's still up.
Mersh didn't go, oh.
Why are they so obsessed with this Mersh guy? I don't understand. For all intents and purposes, what everybody's told me about Mersh, Mersh is like a fucking loser. Mersh is like a giant loser. I have not yet watched that Mersh documentary. Should we watch that? Everybody, I get two emails a day saying you got to watch the Mersh documentary. And I got to be honest, I need kind of an easy day. Maybe we get into that. Maybe we watch the Mersh documentary. Nivek Nannerby. Nannerby? Says, congrats on 18 years of not selling tickets, you absolute hack. I love it. I've been getting, two people have been sending me very, very mean anonymous hate mail. Very, very mean stuff. And I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what it's about. A lot of it seems to mention MLC. Or merch. So I don't know if somebody's mad about MLC or mad about merch. And I should take a moment to address this, you know, publicly, where I say, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart, you know, you don't have to buy any merch, right? You know, you don't have to buy any merch. it's just for sale. You can just not buy it. There, that's all I wanted to say. Just to make it clear, it seems like people were angry about it or confused about it. And I want to make that very clear. There's no need to get angry at a website that sells t-shirts. That's nuts. That's nuts. Do you want a t-shirt? I'll give you a t-shirt. It sounds like you like t-shirts but can't afford a t-shirt. I'll give you a t-shirt. I'll give you a t-shirt. Will you stop emailing me angry? What are you so mad about? Did your mom not buy you t-shirts? I'll never forget. We used to go shopping around Walmart and Target when I was little. We were very poor. We'd pick out some outfits for school. I'd put them on layaway. My mom would have to come back. And when I say mom, I mean the girl my dad was fucking. We'd have to go back and pick them up before school. You ever gone back and paid payments on Walmart clothing? If you haven't been poor to that level, then, you know, I suggest you try it. I suggest you step in, really feel it. Really let it melt over you. I don't remember this from yesterday. Did we play this? This is funny either way.
If you dummies can't figure out the link to Patrick's album, just go to aprilsmagicbean.com. Easy squeezy, scrimpy sleazy. You get a free copy of my recipe book, including the enigmatic unicorn surprise, right, okay, cosmic chaos casserole, mystical mermaid muffins, zesty zombie zoodles, quirky quinoa quiche, bizarre banana bonanza, supernova sushi spectacle, absurd avocado avalanche, curious caramelized cauliflower, peculiar popcorn poutine, outlandish octopus omelet, eccentric espresso explosion, ridiculous rainbow risotto, hilarious hamburger hash, wacky watermelon waffles.
And we are going to do an art project today, too, by the way. So go ahead and get started on that. What we're going to do, I know we were ambiguous yesterday. We're talking about the hot dog thing. I think a great art project for today would be to everybody speculate on the design. Remember this, Chad Zumach is having new shirts printed up today in person, physically in Florida. If you want one, you got to order it from him over Zelle or Venmo. Chad Zumach is having new shirts printed today, and I would like to see what your prediction for the shirt design that Chad is going to be releasing is. And we won't know a winner on this until after Chad reveals his shirt design. So send in your Chad Zumach shirt designs. If somebody can make a Discord, Ian, I don't know if you have the ability to make a Discord channel for the contest. I think there is one already. Use that, I guess. It's been so long since I've Discorded. But post your entries in the Discord or email them, patrick@nobodylikesonnies.com. Let's see your prediction. Let's see your prediction for Chad Zumach's new t-shirt. Merch. Okay? Let's see your prediction for that. We'll be going over those at around 7:30 today, and the winner will get to pick a hat or a shirt from the store, whatever they want. Dime Card won the contest last time, and I sent him an email. I hope you got it, Dime Card, that I owe you a hat for the last thing, and it didn't go out until this week. Or it won't. I don't think it's even shipped out yet. I didn't put the order in. It got lost in my email, and I apologize, but Dime Card won last time. He'll be getting a hat that he picked out. What about ski mask stuff from yesterday? Anything you want me to cover, we have a Discord with an NLO suggestions channel. Feel free to post a link in there. I peruse that every night and every morning, looking for stuff to talk about. So emailing me, patrick@nobodylikesonnies.com, always works. But if you don't have to do that, I'd rather you put it in our Discord under the channel NLO Suggestions. That way it doesn't get lost. That's a place I go to harvest gold, so to speak. So, yeah, feel free to post it over there. I don't know what happened with Ski Mask. Oh, we do have We do have ski mask stuff I was going to talk about yesterday. So don't, if that's what you're referring to, we got it. We got it. Ray's still waiting for his package. we got an AI voice chat.
At Aaron Imholt, Chad Zumok just mentioned he is coming to your party in August. Something about wanting to box you.
Let's put that shit together right now. I will use 18 ounces sparring gloves, no headgear. He can use 12 ounces and wear headgear, and I won't hit him in the head. He won't last 1 minute round. I'm the only one in the conversation who could physically humble Chad with ease.
I will pick Mr. Zumok to lose this fight. Send me a shirt, Chad. I'll send you 2 cents to your Venmo, bitch.
Yeah, so a lot of advancements, announcements, ideas coming through yesterday on the Mud Shark Loves Misery program. I don't want to, you know, I've said that we're going to try to stop talking about Chad. I'm not retarded when he does something that touches my world or when he talks about me. I find it so funny that he doesn't have the ability to step back 10 feet and zoom out a little bit and understand what he's doing. Like, he can't see that he's becoming everything he fucking hates. It's like, how many more times? I mean, let's get it going, I guess. Let's watch him every day scream for Daddy Red Bar to come. You know, it's, I don't know what happened, but like, the myth of this Red Bar thing has permeated people's brains to such a point they think, like, Red Bar's the only one that slayed this dragon once. So if I just summon Red Bar to help, it's like, first of all, know this, you know, hold on, Citizen M just became a Toe Bro. Citizen M, did you just renew your membership to the Toe Bros? I don't know why I just saw it pop up. Cool. So Chad keeps doing this thing where he's like, yeah, I think I want to go on Red Bar. You know, Red Bar destroyed Melton and all this stuff. He's doing the same thing Steel Toe did. It's like when it gets a little hot. And make no mistake, Chad's at his boiling point. This guy has nothing. I really want to back off it. I hope we can do this surgically 20 minutes this morning and move on and get away from Chad. But he just cannot stop hurting himself. It's so dumb. He's painted himself into such a corner here. Absolutely friendless. I guess you got Florentine. And, you know, no offense to Jim Florentine, but this is getting, it's like Chad can't recognize when he's being trolled. Chad is too dumb to do any sort of analytics. Chad is too dumb to realize he has very few true Chad fans. It's like when you're trying to hit 1,000 followers and you're begging people to grab your mom's phone, your aunt's phone, your nurse's phone, your Uber delivery driver's phone, your bartender's phone, hit subscribe. It's like, don't do that on my channel, please. Don't go to a stranger's house and subscribe them to Nobody Likes Onions. Don't subscribe your mom to NLO. Don't subscribe your sister, your brother. The last thing I need is people who don't get NLO subscribed to NLO. Chad's like, yeah, you know, grab anyone's tablet and subscribe them. It's like, he doesn't care about fans. He doesn't care about actual followers. He wants it to look, this has always been Chad's, you know, MO since way back in the radio days. He wants to look successful. He wants to look like things are going well. That's Chad's whole MO. So, Mike David, no, I destroyed you, Patrick. No, I destroyed you, Patrick. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. I love that we have a Mike and a Jules now, and people probably, there's probably 30% of people who think either one of them's real. The point is, all these guys become weak little bitches and start calling out for someone to help. Number A, what do you think Red Bar's going to do? It's like, tell me you don't know them without telling me you don't know them. Do you think Red Bar's into Chad Zumok and Aaron Imholt? He hates everybody. He's coming after all. You think, imagine Mike David teaming up with Chad Zumok. Can you? That's what I thought. But see, Chad doesn't really know Red Bar or anything, so he just thinks like, yeah, I'd love to go on their show. Yeah, he can come on my show. Send him the link. It's like, okay. I would love that. I'd love that. So when you're drowning, you reach out for the most unusual alliances. That's why he's scrambling to try to get Carl on his side. Or it's like Carl, you know, for all his flaws or whatever, Carl strikes me as like a regulated person. I don't think Carl is going to be fooled by Chad. No one thinks like, yeah, I'll just become friends with Chad and then he'll leave me alone. Chad isn't even fun to troll because he will believe anything. I'm out of the Chad trolling business. Patrick, stop gaslighting us. Chad spent the entire weekend learning fair use. Yeah, that's the funniest part is the Dunning-Kruger on this guy. He's like, I'm very versed now. I know all about YouTube fair use stuff. It's like, okay. My dad is going to beat up your dad. Chad really thinks that's Jules David. Yeah, I know. Chad thinks everything is everything. He's dumb as fuck. He really is like Ray. They are the same coin. They are both Ohio nudges who are dumb as fuck. I don't know if it's fetal alcohol syndrome. My wife was saying Chad exhibits a lot of, you know, she's a nurse. He exhibits a lot of symptoms of somebody with fetal alcohol syndrome. The face shape, the nervous lizard licking of his lips, the complete lack of brain development, frontal lobe, cognitive ability. Imagine opening every fun professional show with 20 minutes of cope and gaslighting. That's what this show is going to be called. Cope and gaslighting. Come on, fucking baby. Just like Chad didn't start trying until January. Look, it doesn't even fucking matter. Chad's lying to himself. This whole thing of like everyone turned on me, everyone's after me, is what I said yesterday when W-Man called in. Everybody has a different beef with Chad. Nobody's aligned with Chad. It's like Steel Toe's against Chad. I'm against Chad. Do you think I like Steel Toe? Gino doesn't like Chad. Do you think I'm friends with... I don't know anything about Gino. I asked Gino to come on the show next week. He hasn't answered. This guy's trigger happy and Twitter happy about everything. Won't answer my invite. Hit him up yesterday on Twitter. Come on the show. Standard deal. Super chat split. Come on the show. Next morning, he can have his pick of the mornings, really. No response. Gino's gone quiet. It's like he's got to go consult with a counsel. Zen's producer swears up and down that Chad understands it's not the real Jules David. I've talked to him in private. Chad forgets things like a goddamn goldfish. Chad told everybody he changed his number, then admitted a week later that he didn't ever really change his number. He just told people that. Then he forgot that he told people he didn't change his number and now currently still tells people he changed his number. Do you understand how dumb he is? Yeah, I changed my number. I didn't change my number. And then he forgot he told you he didn't change his number. So he still tells people he changed his number. It's like, Chad, you never changed your number. And by the way, that's not me doxing you. You told us. You just forgot you told us. You're dumb. You're dumb as fuck. Chad inherited his dad's driving skills and his mom's lip. No, Gino is a blessing. Good to see Chad didn't learn a thing and streamed MLC yesterday. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know what he's doing. I hope he keeps doing it. I like watching MLC through Chad. Way more funny. Way more hilarious. Gino will not let you get a word in edgewise. Yeah, I mean, look. I'd like to have him on. I want to pick his brain. I don't really know Gino. I don't know the history. I think it'd be a fun You guys can ask questions. Tell me what questions to ask. Push it in a direction. Sorry, I had a little stroke there. Hey, Chad, you should do an old-style morning show on YouTube. I don't think anyone is doing that. He flamed out yesterday before MLC was even over. This is the other thing. It's like, let Chad do anything. You don't need to strike his channel. Chad's worst enemy. Nobody stop him in any way from doing anything his little creative dreams could ever desire. Let his fucking flights of fantasy take wing. Take flight, take air. Let him fly. Give him everything he needs. Give him a film crew. I want it to be Project Greenlight over there. Anything this guy wants, show us the ideas. You know how anything happens? You just do it. You know? I had a picture of this studio in my mind's eye. I went in my garage and cut all this wood out of plywood. I built this wall by hand. I bought some light strips and figured it out. You know, you have to, like, just do it. Nothing's going to just come and create itself. So you have to be able to execute a vision in your head and put it into a tangible, real space. I posit the theory that Chad cannot. Chad has nothing. So let's all get out of the way and let this boy genius fly unencumbered. Let's get out of his way and let him really show us. Again, just like baby girl Corey, I'm going to leave steel toe. I've got ideas. You don't. No one's stopping you now. It's been 2-3 months. Where are all the ideas? Is it K-Cock? Is it you bringing on two more boring guys to make you look interesting? That doesn't elevate your show. That's not how the tide doesn't raise all pieces of driftwood. That's what I'm calling your brain. So, like, there's no amount of, like, more boring people I could bring on here that would make me better at talking for 4 or 5 hours. I either can do this or I can't. I either can maintain this or I can't. Again, you know, if Chad doesn't have a go-gurt every 30 minutes, he needs a nap. He cannot sustain broadcasting. The guy who wants to brag about this professional broadcasting career and the condo and the car he ran into a tree, all the stuff. I was like, yeah. But you forget you only had to do 8 minutes at a time, Chad. And then it was commercial breaks and music. Somehow you got tricked into thinking you have some sort of broadcast skill or personality. There's a reason women don't want to be around you. There's a reason it's very off-putting. Not only is it the constant lies, but I don't think, you know, what is the thing that everybody clamors for? Let's make this very clear. No one wants Chad on their show. Don't get me wrong. There's like, I think Tukey was going to have Chad on and Chad canceled. So don't get me wrong. Tukey will have Chad on. And I like Tukey. This is not an insult to Tukey, but like, that's the shows that are asking Chad to be on. Chad's stuck in this world where he's like, I was on Ron Bennington. And it's like, you wormed your way into there like you do guest sets at clubs your friends are playing at. Like when you went down, how come we never heard anything come of you going down and annoying the fuck out of Dave Smith the other night? Thought you were going to be setting up a date for Legion of Skanks and flying up to New York and doing that. By the way, you're the kind of guy who would fly up to New York to just do Legion of Skanks. So all of this is fake. No one wants you on their show. You're not in demand for shit. And this idea that you bring some sort of comedic relief to MLC or there's no evidence of that. Nobody has a favorite Chad show except for the ones where it's like Chad came back and acted like a bitch. Chad got mad and quit the show and left on Ray. Those are the funny shows. No one goes, remember that bit Chad brought to the table? No one goes, remember that zinger Chad had? Again, it's almost like you're trolling us by getting worse. You turn on your show now, it's like every other word is just you staring at MLC going, yah, yah. It's like, what's going on? How is this guy getting less good the more and more practice he gets? I just started YouTube in January. Well, you ought to be mute by fucking July. Because it's getting worse and worse. You're bailing out now. Yesterday, in one of the most insane instances of stream suicide I've ever seen in my life, he, in the middle of MLC, just goes, "Hey, you guys want to see the time I was on Bob and Tom?" In his stream, he cut MLC off. It's like, we're all watching for MLC, not for Chad. No one's into Zumok. I don't know why he can't do this math. Go look at the Mondays with Mazer stream 9 days ago. It has 800 hits. 9 days ago. The MLC stream from 2 days ago is approaching 5,000. You don't have fans, Chad. You have haters. You don't have fans, Chad. You have trolls. You don't have fans, Chad. You have people pulling over to stare at a car wreck. No one's going Mondays with Mazers on tonight. I can't wait to get away from all the toxicity of MLC and just hear Chad riff. Just some good old Chad gems and gold. No one even knows what that would be. No. We want to hear how bad things are going, how much it's breaking down, how you've lost income, your channel strike. We want to give you $2 so you'll play Little Mirror's song. We want you to dance, puppet boy. We want you to dance. That's what we're doing. That's what's going on. Chad's the only one who doesn't get it. He thinks people are into his comedy. I'm a real comedian. I'm a working comedian. Just big announcement. I got some dates with Daniel Tosh coming up. It's like, you can't decide what you want to do, fucking idiot. And we all know. You're not fooling anybody. Keep telling yourself whatever you want. A minute ago, Godfrey offered you dates, and you said, I turned them down, honestly, because respectfully, the streaming thing's going so well, I don't want to do road dates anymore. Remember when your friend Godfrey gave you a date last week? And you were like, respectfully, I'm done doing stand-up dates on the road. I got to. Now you do it. I got a big announcement. I'm working with Tosh. You don't know what you're doing. You don't know what you want to be, baby boy. You're lost. Are you a streamer? Are you a comedian? Are you an open micer? Are you a mean guy? Are you a victim? Are you a guest that goes on shows? Do you bring any? It's like, I'd love, again, where's the air check, Chad, of all the genius radio stuff? Find me a radio guy with no air check. Play your air check, Chad. You guys want to see the time I was on Bob and Tom and I walked out of there? Because you suck? By the way, didn't this Bob and Tom clip get you copyright struck 2 weeks ago? Isn't that how all this started in the first place? By you playing this exact same Bob and Tom clip? And now you're doing it on your new channel? He's doing everything on his new channel he did for his old channel to get striked. Meanwhile, playing a solid victim the whole time telling you, everyone's just aligning against me. Everyone's aligning against me. It's like, hold on, Chad. Let's do the math. 3 months ago, me, you, and Bob Levy and Kevin Brennan were all on MLC. You shit the bed. You fucked everyone in that Foursquare show over. You fucked me over. Has nothing to do with Kevin or Bob. You fucked Bob over. Had nothing to do with Kevin or me. You fucked Kevin over. Had nothing to do with Bob or me. And in your mind, you have the audacity to go on your program and be like, everyone's aligning against me. No. One of these things is not like the other. One of these things just doesn't belong. Can you tell which thing is not like the other before the end of this song? It's Chad. No one's aligning against Chad. We're all where we were, and Chad's over here now. I'm over here now. No one aligned against Chad. There's an argument to be made that back in the day, Steel Toe, for no reason, turned against Chad to align himself with Gino and Chrissy and Kumia and all that. There's an argument to be made for that. Steel Toe piled on. You could also say that Steel Toe just doesn't have my decorum and let loose from the beginning. There's nothing I'm saying to you right now that I haven't thought about Chad since the beginning. This is a dull guy who doesn't know what's going on and can't stop lying and hurting himself. I saw that the first weekend I worked with this motherfucker. Okay? but it's none of my business. I keep my mouth shut. Him going around saying people are like joining forces and aligning. It's like, I was with you on Kevin Brennan's show. You fucking spun out. Nobody got together against you. We were all together and then you spun out. Bob didn't like, no one moved except Chad. Know that. You guys know that, right? The only one who left, the only one who lost his mind is Chad. I'm not friendly with Kevin to go against Chad. I was friendly with Kevin while Chad was on the show. Now, hold on, because Chad has a problem. I'm supposed to leave. Let's not forget, I was on MLC while Chad and Kevin weren't getting along a couple weeks back. And Chad watched it and said, Patrick was so great on the show. He's better than me. He'd make a great third mic. Somebody already put a supercut of that together. Spice job. Somebody already put a supercut of that together where Chad went on and on and on about how good Melton is on MLC and they'd be lucky to have him and all that stuff. And then now it's like, of course, Patrick's over there at MLC now aligning with them against me. It's like, well, which is it? Which is it, dummy? So I just want to put that out there that all this stuff, everything Chad says, and by the way, everyone's catching on to it. You know, there may be 100 simps left throwing Chad money. He finally made his Patreon numbers public again. 120 Patreons, Chad? 120. You were at 80 when all this started. You went up to 250. You're back down to 120, and that's 50 down from where you were just a couple weeks ago. Your own people cannot find reasons to give you money anymore. They see where it's going. Again, I don't know. Chad says that he did all four shows last weekend. Brennan says he has testimony that Chad was too drunk to perform. I don't know. I'll take Chad's word for it. Why would he, you know, I hear myself say it as I say it. Why would he lie? Even if Chad wasn't lying and he did do all fours last weekend, again, I have proof. I've seen it with my own eyes. I know for a fact Chad was fall down hammered. Plastered at that comedy club Saturday night. I just know. I wouldn't say it unless I was 100% sure of that. Chad was fucking hammered Saturday night. So as much as he wants you to think he's going to saunas and massages, the weekend of healthy coming up and stuff, this guy hasn't stopped drinking. This guy hasn't stopped drinking. It's all lies. It's bullshit. Chad said Melton did pay me. It wasn't a lot, but he paid me. I paid him over what he was owed. This is a fact. I didn't charge him for the hats that I sent him like I was supposed to. I gave him the maximum payout on every one of his things. He got more money than he should have gotten if we had had an ongoing business relationship. And he's full of shit. Look, it's not a lot of money, but he didn't sell a lot of merch. Not a lot of money, but he didn't sell a ton of merch. By the way, Kevin's not selling a ton of merch. Little bird, you know. But I don't know. It's the end of the month. People were broke. So you publicly supported Chad while thinking he's terrible, but we are hurt. He said you were great and now doesn't. Why are you hurt? Hold on. So you publicly supported Chad. Yeah, I mean, look. You can think someone's fucking up. And I, by the way, I told him that almost every day on the phone. I think you should do this. I think you should stop that. I don't think that's a good plan. At some point, something's got to change. You've got to focus on you. You've got to move on. Remember all that? I'm not making that up. Those were conversations I had with Chad for weeks. I wasn't forceful. I wasn't heavy-handed. You can't do that to Chad. He's got to think it's his idea. You know? So, yeah, I support the guy. Again, I don't wish bad for him. He's a human being. But there's no path for him to come back unless he admits wrongdoing and gets a little bit of humility. I'd still support Chad. I don't want him to be destitute. But he's on a dangerous path. And it's like, you've got to shake yourself and join us in reality. Ray, the thing about Ray is, like, Ray thinks he's a functioning member of society. He's completely incapable of it. But he doesn't know. He's like a retarded puppy. He's like a three-legged dog that doesn't know he's missing a leg. He thinks he's doing great. But I don't know what you mean. So you publicly supported Chad while thinking he's terrible? Yes. But we are hurt. He said you were great and now doesn't. I don't know why you're hurt. That doesn't make any sense to me. Is this all for Kevin's approval? Melton was the only one who didn't do the same show as everyone else in this circle. What? Chad isn't a numbers guy. He's got war on all fronts. So yesterday, Chad goes, Melton's a bitch. Melton's a beta. Lol. Melton's a bitch. Melton's a beta. And he has text messages that show what a little beta bitch I am. He said this on the show. He teased it. And over in the Discord, we all went, oh, and I said, get him to post the pictures. Get him to leak the conversations. And I'll say it publicly, Chad, post the conversations. Post the chat conversations where I'm a bitch. Post the chat conversations where I'm a beta bitch. And you're alpha-ing me. Post them. So then they ran over to his chat. Some people told him, don't do it. It's a trap. He's trying to get you to post the things so he can post the things. Because, yes, the minute Chad posts any sort of tweets or texts or private messages between us, I shall also post private messages between us. So then somebody went over and goes, I'll give you a $50 super chat. You know, Chad jumps through any hoop you can lay out for him for $50. I'll give you a $50 super chat if you post the messages that make Patrick look like a beta bitch. We're loving it. We're excited. He goes, I don't even have the messages. I deleted them. I deleted his number. I deleted the whole conversation. A minute ago, you said you had messages that will make Patrick look like a beta bitch. So you had or you have, or are there screenshots of them? So, of course, this is a great way for Chad to get out of having to do anything. I don't even have him anymore. I don't even have him anymore. I do, Chad. I have every message we've ever sent to each other since the weekend we met in 2021. With your permission, Chad. And by the way, I'll assume it. I don't really need it. I'll just assume it that I have your permission to post our entire message history publicly. For people to see our entire message history. Do I have your permission to do that? Unless I hear from you by Monday morning, I'll assume that's fine. And I'll go ahead and get all that uploaded in an infinite scroll for everyone to read. Including all the messages where I look like a bitch. Where I message you, please stop. Please leave me alone. Don't do this to me. Please, I have nothing. Oh, wait. That was you. Oh, my bad. So we're looking forward to the bitch messages. Please post them. We love that stuff. We love that stuff. W-Man, $10, happy 18, man. Thank you. Appreciate it. I think my Advil's kicking in. My headache's subsiding a little bit. So, yeah. Kevin's merch sucks. No offense. It's not an offense to me. It's not an offense to me. Everybody thinks they know something they don't know. Everyone's like, Melton's MLC merch sucks. It's like, I set up stores. Do you think I'm a designer? Oh, you think I designed all the shirts in the store? Got it. You're dumb. Got it. Do you go into Walmart and you're like, hey, these tractors are garbage. Do you think Walmart makes tractors? Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't. It's amazing. I heard Ski Mask was saying the other day, like, Melton made a deal with Kevin that Kevin has to do his merch through Melton or Melton won't go on the show. It's like, everybody sure knows all the deals. Everybody sure knows all the deals. The people like, Melton's shirt design suck over there in the store. It's like, I put in the store what I'm told to put in the store. I'm not saying I didn't design any of the new MLC logo and stuff I designed. You guys, I don't know. Keep going. Please go. I love that you think, I did Chad's Mud Shark shirt. You think I made that? I put it in I set up the store. I didn't make all, I'm not Santa. I don't make all the toys in the wood shop. You know, it's a store. I just make the store. There's a lot of people who know everything. There's a lot of people who assume every deal. I've had people try to catch me out on how much Kevin's paying me. It's by the way, the best thing to do is not tell anybody anything. The best thing to do is just let everybody guess and think they know what's going on. It's Melton's shirt designs are so bad. It's yeah, Melton's got to get it together.
Hey, Patrick, shut up, please. I want to give a shout out to a member of the chat, Movie Reviews. This guy's on my dick so hard I'm about to come. Outside of this, I won't acknowledge him unless he pays me handsomely, send me a Venmo, send me a Money Express. I have shirts on the way. Definitely none of that clip art bullshit. Review my movie, bitch.
So yeah, everybody, we searched yesterday. We searched Muscle Shark and found the image of the Muscly Shark for sale on a million other things. It is just clip art. It is just clip art. You mean you don't have elves? I kind of have elves. yeah. So that's that. I think it's funny. Let everybody keep guessing or telling me. Be mad at me about everything, I guess. Oh, fuck. I love it. I really love it. Everyone thinks they know everything. It's great. Melton does the stitching, not the designs. Santa gets all the cred. Outside of your own merch store, what's the most popular item in your store? Hold on. Outside of your own merch, what's the most popular item in your store? I mean, my store only has my merch. I don't know what people are asking today. I think I'm out of it. I must be out of it as fuck. Anyway, welcome to the show. 18th birthday. Thanks so much for being here. Consider becoming a member. $1.99 get you access to watch all the live shows here on the channel, including our members only show tonight. If my head cooperates, we'll be having a members only show tonight, and you'll get access to that from $1.99. If you want access to everything, just about everything, and watch it on demand at your convenience right here on YouTube, join the Overdose Light level for $9.99, and it supports the show a lot. Of course, if you want the full access to everything, everything always, our entire back catalog. Like I said, it's our 18th birthday. Join the Overdose. You'll get 15% off everything in our store as an Overdose member over at NobodyLikesOnions.com/store. And you can use promo code, again, to save 10%. Joining the full Overdose over at NobodyLikesOnions.com/overdose. Thanks to everybody who's been signing up, joining to support the show. The YouTube Overdose Light level has been doing great and growing here. Thank you so much for that. I appreciate it. I know for a fact Melton gets $100 a shirt from MLC. Seems about right. People can crap on designs all they want, but they can't dispute the quality of the merch. It's high quality. I don't know, whatever. It's like, you don't have to buy a shirt. just don't buy a shirt. It's fine. When are you selling homemade salsa? Come on, Melton. What MLC item is selling the most? I think the logo tee has been the biggest seller of the MLC stuff. Do Overdose members get a pic of you without your shirt? Yeah. Yeah, everyone gets that stuff. Damn, those members only shows get expensive. No. I mean, you could watch it live for $1.99. I think that's very affordable, very fair, very easy. But I wanted to talk a little bit about, while it's our 18th birthday, because I get a lot of messages and mail from old school listeners and audio only listeners who don't venture over here to this YouTube world. And they say to me, like, what's going on with the show that's Melton in the Morning? Is that NLO now? Is Melton in the Morning just nobody likes onions? Is Melton in the Morning now? And I go, listen here, you pieces of, that's a good point, actually. That's a great point. What is this show? What has been going on with this show? So I think today I have to make a marked shift in what this show is. Why not on the birthday? I think that is a good place to do it. So officially from here on going forward, I won't be numbering Nobody Likes Onion shows anymore. I think we got to number 1400 and something of sequentially numbering shows. But the more and more we do this Melton in the Morning thing, and this has become the show now, it doesn't make sense to keep calling this Melton in the Morning. That was kind of a gimmick anyway, a fun, stupid morning show, just to kind of make fun of Aaron Imholt. So I'll probably keep that going, like, as a bit. We'll do the Mr. Blue Sky in the Morning. We'll have the Melton in the Morning graphic. But going forward, officially, we'll just call the show Nobody Likes Onions. This is the June 2nd, 2023 Nobody Likes Onions program. And that's what it's going to have to be going forward, I think. Especially if we're doing four or five a week. I'm just not going to number them anymore. That doesn't make sense. It was cute when we had 80 shows. But the more and more it becomes this daily show or sequential thing, we're just going to name it Nobody Likes Onions, June 2nd show. And we'll give it a little description, like today, the birthday, Ray DeVito, Chad. So that's what's going to happen from now on going forward. There will still be stuff that's overdose only. Instead of doing maybe like after shows all the time, like it used to be Nobody Likes Onions number 27 and then after show 27, there may be, like we've done before here, where the last 2 hours of the show are only available to overdose members. There may be entire shows in the morning that are only available here on YouTube for members. But that's how we'll be chopping it up from now on. And it just doesn't make sense to keep, what am I supposed to do? Come back here on Tuesday nights and like do a Nobody Likes Onions episode 1574. And then every morning do the Melton. And it doesn't make sense. It's all glomming together. It's all being pushed together. Melton, please send me whatever hype train shirt you have left. 6XL only. Oh, shit. So, yeah, that's where we're at. Will it always be morning? I don't even know. But I do, at some point, you know, I have to get it back to being Nobody Likes Onions. And the Melton in the Morning has confused a lot of people. So starting today, this is no longer Melton in the Morning. That's not the name of the show. It's Nobody Likes Onions. Melton's too big for numbers. Stevie Lou gifted one Nobody Likes Onions membership. We got him. Melton's never too big for Weight Watchers, though. Come on. On my birthday, on my Potiverse day, on my birth, a Potterottery. So anyways, thank you, guys. A lot of people don't make it 18 years in any career. This is 18 years of podcasting and making a living off this show for 13 of that, which is spectacular. Nobody could really see that trajectory for a life. There's no way when I started this back when I was 25 years old that I could have ever seen this, like, paying for my life, for my career. My partner when I started it, my buddy Adam, you know, we had a falling out from this show. And he ran away after about 9 months of the show. And then it blew up. The minute he was replaced, and we got Johnny B, who was great. Not to be confused with Johnny Crunches. Sam B says, thanks, Melton, for another great week. Every time, you know, this makes up for all the trolling. Even if it's a fake Sam V, you know, it might not even be the real Sam V, but the fact that, like, it's like the Citizen M's. It's like you could have a real Citizen M or a fake Citizen M starting shit, but then if a fake Citizen M gives you $1.99, you go like, they love me. They really love me. But thank you very much, Sam V. LL Cooley upgraded his membership there to Overdose Light. Thank you very much. Melton, give us a discount code for your store. Inflation is killing us. Is that true? Is that true? All right, I'll tell you what I'll do. It's Friday. It's a birthday. What if I make a discount code just today? I'm going to make it just for today. Because it's the beginning of the month. Everybody should be getting their welfare checks. Everybody should be getting paid. We've got the new stainless steel travel mugs. We've got the new NLO shirts. Everything's coming up. I don't know how to get into this. I don't know. Okay, I'll just say it. We'll do it after the show. I'll have to set up the coupon code birthday. We'll set it up for coupon code birthday. I'll tweet this out as well so people don't forget. Ian Hawk just gifted 10 motherfucking memberships.
We got one!
Come on. And that's going to get you down, Ian. Back on the wall, Ian Hawk. Ian Hawk, also known as Chad Zumok's only mod. Hello! And then we got 5 memberships from Zero. That's great. What a nice man. Thank you guys so much for your memberships. And P.S. with Airy Jane is in here. Airy Jane, we're going to have to do a dive. We're going to have to do a dive. And not the kind that everybody's trying to get Ray to do on her. Titties! Somebody sent me a link to Airy Jane's YouTube channel, and I was just fucking around, messing around on Airy Jane's YouTube channel. It's like, there's some stuff here. I don't know if anybody's ever, you know, really watched Airy Jane stuff, but we should watch it. What does it stand for? Permanently single? Perpetually single? Probably single? P.S. with Airy Jane? But I think she knows what she's doing. This chick is probably 100% using Ray and Shuli to promote herself. She sees these guys as ladder rungs to mediocrity. I think she's using them. That's just me. I think she's using them. I think she knows what she's doing. I think she's, you know, walking in front of that webcam, waving that gap around. I just became a member. Thank you very much. No, thank you. I mean it. Hi, Airy. Such a sweetheart, good sport, and rising internet star. She is a good sport. She is a good sport. I'll tell you what, you know, on MLC, it was a totally different Airy Jane. I thought she was more likable. I thought she was more at ease. It's almost like when she's on with Ray. Hold on. She said, I'm really going to need to be a big sport now. I can tell I have nothing to do with Shuli. I've been friends with Ray for years. I thought you just signed a show to the Shuli network. Airy Jane. Come on. I thought you signed the big deal to the Shuli network. Enough with the memberships already. Can we? Good for her. Sell some deodorants. I mean it, Airy. I want to try this deodorant. You know I think it's a farce. You know I laugh and I'm making fun of it, this deodorant. And even my wife is like, a lot of people use that. A lot of people buy a smear-on deodorant. She's one of these people who buys that kind of like natural deodorant type of stuff. And she was like, you should try it. But I want to know, Ari, will you send me promotion for an unbiased trial of ex-husband's deodorant? Give it to a guy who thinks he would hate it. I think that would be a good test. Because if you can win over somebody who would never use that type of deodorant, if you can win over somebody like that, plus I'm fat, you know, so I stink so bad. The BO is just monumental. I prefer the show as a morning show. I listen when I'm working. I don't catch the night shows live. You would be missing out on tens of dollars from my super chats if they went to night shows. Just so you know, you can super thanks. You don't have to super chat the show if you're watching live. If you're watching this back later and you're like, gosh, I wish I was there this morning for Nobody Likes Onions' 18th birthday, why don't you just say, I'll pretend like I'm there now and give a super thanks. I didn't even know that was a thing until I got one the other day. I was like, ooh, somebody gave me a $10 super thanks. Melton said store-bought deodorants never ruin shirts. That is something my wife did say. She said the problem with a lot of these deodorants is they use like coconut oil or some kind of oil that will stain your shirts. But I really think if you win over somebody like me who's not even into that deodorant, I will, but not for you to advertise on air for your own personal experience. I will. Well, I want to talk about it on air. I mean, I'm going to talk about it. Just send me one can. I just want to see what the hubbub is about. And if I like it, if it works, if it smells good, if it's not gross, I picture just smearing coconut oil in my top crotch up here, you know? Just disgusting. Won't KB turn on you if you have Gino on? This is my point. You guys are the ones who think I have some sort of... Do you guys ever, like, recognize patterns in your head and go knock it off? You guys all thought I was aligned with Chad. You sound like Steel Toe. Remember when it was me, Chad, and Muttering Jay? We had formed a triumvirate to bring Steel Toe down. Oh, wait, that was all imagined? And now you all think I'm like, if I hear one more, you know, Melton's over there sucking up to KB or cucking it up to KB. It's like, or I just go on a show and had a good time and laughed. I don't have allegiances to KB. Again, I wish I wasn't even on the show. He won't let me go. He keeps throwing so many dollars at me. I can't, for my family's sake. I have to have my family taken care of. So I have to take care of them. Micah Mills, if you ever send out a text alert for a show like Shuli, I'll hit you with wet toilet paper. What? He sends out text alerts for shows? Now, we did this. We used to do this back in 2006 and 7 before Twitter. We would let people sign up with their cell phone number and we would text them when we were going live on Ustream. That's the way we did it back in the day, man. But now, of course, there's Twitter and notifications. You don't really need to do it. $99 from DK. Shut the vault. Shut it up. Shut it up too much. Shut it up. Close it. Close it. Too many dollars in here. It's getting valuable. It's getting valuable. D-K, is it? Oh, Dick. Scrimping ain't easy. Steaks on me tonight. Where do you think I'm getting steaks? Where do you think I'm getting steaks that, you know, okay, look, $99 is an amazing super chat. Don't get me wrong. Yay! Sorry. Yay! But, you know, I only get 70 of that. And the places I go, my steak costs more than 70. Forget it by the time I add broccolini and macaroni and cheese. And if they've got some sort of bespoke death by chocolate cake, I'm getting that. But I know I can't now because carb free. I just reminded myself that I can't get any delicious carby sides That should be the name of a restaurant. Carby Sides. Jeff Closer, $18, 18 for 18. Happy birthday. After that package yesterday, you know, what am I supposed to do with all those wipes, Jeff? What am I supposed to do? What am I literally supposed to do with toilet paper and wet wipes? It's a lot. It's a lot. I can confirm I use all natural charcoal deodorant and it's wrecked some very expensive NASCAR and WWE shirts of mine. The baking soda in my deodorant eliminates yellow shirt pit stains in the wash. I try not to do anything that requires manual labor, so I don't really get pit stains. Stevie Lou says, if anyone shows up to AC with an NLO shirt that has Airy Jane deodorant stains all over their pits, Stevie Lou will buy you a beer. That seems cool. Happy 18th birthday, big guy. Congrats. Call the new show, Everybody Loves Onions. That's great. That's great. Wow, the machine has only made $2.8 million so far. Long way to go to hit the low ball, $25 million price tag. That can't be true. I know it made more than $2.8 million last weekend. Come on. People were saying like five. Hold on. Win by two takes you seriously when you say going on MLC is against your will? No, they don't. Come on. Melton loves DK. Melton loves Dick. I see what you did, Stevie. I see what you did. Arizona Mesa Tom says, if you want to Venmo the 100, you would have gotten all 100. But instead of that, you got the $30 discount that YouTube got. Yeah, I think there's actually a tip. If you hit this QR code to pre-order my album, which would be a great 18th birthday present, if you haven't done so already. And Tukey yesterday, two tweets out for people to buy this. Because the first link didn't work. He tweeted it twice. You don't have to do that. But I do appreciate everybody. Even a lot of normal people and just comedy fans were retweeting out and telling people to buy, pre-order my album the other day. There's a tip link on that too, I think, if you want to skip YouTube. I don't like this, you know, begging, but I do like money. So keep giving me the money. Bag. And I think I got a voicemail last night from Arizona Mesa Tom. Didn't I? Wasn't there some sort of rambling something?
Hold on. There it is. P.O. Box.
Nope, not that one. Sorry, I get a dozen of these every night.
Yeah, Patrick, this is Mesa Tom from Arizona. Wake up. Your show went all black. MLC stat show.
Wake up. Your show went all black. The stat show went down yesterday. My internet like crapped out. Melton calls his love handles Carby Sides. There should be a restaurant like Arby's that's just called Carby's. Ray DeVito was gifted a membership by the real John Doe. So the real John Doe just gave five memberships to the channel, and fucking Ray DeVito got caught watching the show because he got gifted one of the memberships. We caught you watching, Ray. We caught you watching. Hey, Ray, don't watch my channel anymore. Beat it. I told Carlos Danger this last night. Stop saying my fucking name, Ray. Keep my name out of your fucking mouth. And I've never said that seriously about a man. I need Ray to stop saying my fucking name. Holy shit. He stalks Airy Jane. Yeah. If Airy's watching, he's here to defend her. So it's like, again, you know, I wish Ray the best. I wish Ray the best. But it's enough's enough. Enough is enough. For people who don't know, Ray had a computer problem in, what was it, March? Early April, Ray? And I've published publicly on Twitter all of our... I'm not a guy who likes to show messages. I'm not a guy who likes to post private texts and DMs unless backed into a corner and forced. But when someone goes on a show and just talks mad shit, I have to prove my innocence. And unfortunately, sometimes proving my innocence makes someone else look like a fucking idiot. So be it. So be it. You know, I've tried to help Ray. It takes hours. Hours of your time to help this guy do anything. And this is, you know, I've severed ties with Ray. I don't wish the guy bad. I have nothing bad. I don't think he means to hurt. To the contrary, I think he wants to get along with everybody and please everybody and make everybody happy and defend everybody. And he literally thinks he can have a podcast where no one can say anything bad about anybody. Rob Saul saying something bad about somebody the other day. And you know, Ray's like, no, keep it down. Well, all right, enough of that. We don't want to talk. It's like, a guy has an opinion. He thinks someone else is shit. Oh, they're on the Shuley Network, so you can't talk bad about him on Ray's show. Hey, Ray, let go and let God. Remember those bumper stickers? Holy shit. Holy shit. Happy 18th. I got the first beer with your chicken spaghetti at Chickalini's. You're a real piece of shit. Thanks, LL Cooley. What's Chickalini's? What's chicken spaghetti? Is that actual pasta made out of chicken? Or is this like fettuccine Alfredo? Truthfully, want to know if Ray was different before his accident or he's always been like this. I don't know. He's the most confused but so sure of things without information but knows nothing about anything. Yeah, he does this thing where he goes like, it's A, it's A. I know it's A, it's A, it's A, it's A. I know it's A, it's A. And then you'll be like, Ray, it's actually B. All right, well, be mad at me, I guess, because I don't know. I guess everybody's just mad at me because I don't know whether it's A or B then. It's like, no one's mad at you for not knowing anything. You're Ray DeVito. We assumed you don't know shit. It's the fact that you went out and screamed that it was A for 30 minutes, hardcore at the top of your lungs. That's what we have a problem with. That's what we have a problem with. Nobody's mad that you're not solving problems down at NASA, okay? No one's mad that you don't know how we should reach out to the UFOs once they land here on Earth. We would be mad, however, if you Jeff Goldblumed yourself into the White House Situation Room screaming, I know how to fix it. I know how we do this. Because you don't. That's an Independence Day reference. No one's mad that you don't know anything. We're mad when you scream that you know things. And you're dead wrong. And you're always dead wrong. Always. So you rewrite history. You make everything seem like it's something that it's not. And it's like Chad. It's like going like, I don't know why everybody's piling on me just because I don't know whether a video is real or not. It's like, no one's piling on you for that. We're piling on you because you screamed it was fake for 2 hours. You said the words, I know Melton put up a fake video. I know, you said. Hit it.
Happy birthday to my favorite podcast. Now get over here and scrimp me fast and hard.
What does that even mean? What would that even mean?
Just look at all my scrimp here. My-
So for people who don't know, Ray goes and needs a new computer. I texted him to go to Apple and buy a refurbished computer. Now, Ray has a 2017 Touch Bar MacBook Pro. I have this very same computer sitting on a shelf at my friend's house in Liverpool, England. Again, if anybody wants to buy a UK keyboard layout, 2017 MacBook Pro, everything works on it, screen, internet, Wi-Fi, ports, keyboard, very well taken care of computer. If anybody wants that and is in the UK and can pick that up in Liverpool, I'll sell it to you. £250. Let me know if you want to buy that laptop. That's what it's worth. £250. $300. So Ray has his laptop. The screen breaks. Everything else works. He gets a monitor. He's plugging it in. He's using it like that for a while. He orders a new laptop. You know, we worked back and forth. He's on a budget. I show him the brand new M1 MacBook Pros, refurbished on Apple's website for $1,150. He's like, that's too much. I say, get a MacBook Air. They're $850. And the new M1 MacBook Airs will be lightning speed compared to his old MacBook Pro. I know it's a MacBook Air, step down from a MacBook Pro, but an M1 2021 MacBook Pro or MacBook Air will be 20 to 30 times faster than his 2017 MacBook Pro. But he's like, no, I can get my MacBook Pro repaired for $600. And I'm like, it's a 2017 MacBook Pro. It won't even be eligible for software updates in a couple years. It's an obsolete system. The difference between an Intel MacBook Pro from 2017 and an M1 MacBook Pro from 2021 is it's a big chasm of performance, okay? Across the board, graphics, computing power, memory, SSD speed, across the board. It's better in every category, lightning speed faster. But Ray's like, I should go get my $600 one repaired. After going back and forth, where he tells me, no, the one that's $1,150 on the Mac refurbished website on Apple.com is just another 2017, so I might as well get my 2017 replaced. And I go, what are you talking about? Apple refurbished store doesn't sell 2017 MacBooks. They don't. They never have. They're not going to sell a six-year-old MacBook on Apple.com. They aren't, Ray. Well, that's what I saw. And you go, well, it isn't. And I go look at the messages. I put them up on Nobody Likes Onions on Twitter, NLO on Twitter. I'll eat my own asshole. Send me a link to a 2017. So he sends me a link to a 2021 M1 MacBook Pro, and I go, that's a 2021, Ray. What makes you think it's 2017? Nothing. It doesn't say 2017 anywhere on it. He just made that up in his head. So then he comes back with, well, it's a 2019, and still that doesn't seem like a good deal. And I go, Ray, it's a 2021. They didn't make M1 MacBooks in 2019. The processor didn't exist. This is a brand new technology Apple's doing, which is why it's important you get one of these and not one of the old ones. The performance is so much better. Oh, okay, it is a 2020. My bad. I don't know why I thought it was that. It's like, I don't know either, but I'm glad you took up 3 hours of my time. You know what I mean? Everything with Ray is nine laps around retard racetrack, where you have to like keep telling him, I'm linking him to a product and telling him what it is. No, that's a 2017. I don't even know where you got that. The numbers 2017 don't exist on the website anywhere. But Ray just, well, I think it's something, so it is, wants to argue. So after a minute, he goes, okay, I'll get that one. We decide on which one he's getting. You know, then we have the big falling out with Ray. I don't give a fuck about Ray. We let Ray go. And then fast forward to yesterday, Ray's got his new laptop, which has been in a box for weeks. You know, he gets a laptop. He has to sit it in the corner and just stare at the box for weeks. He's one of those guys who doesn't like change. So he's got to get used to this new thing being in his room. And then he unboxes it, and then he finally uses it, and he realizes the ports don't work or something. So he starts screaming yesterday on the Shuley show. It comes out that he bought this laptop from a place called backmarket.com. He literally went to Google, searched for refurbished Mac, clicked the first sponsored link. That's an ad. That's an ad, Ray. And buys a MacBook from there. Now, I will guarantee you, I don't know this. I don't have a clue about this. I'll guarantee you, I almost know this for a fact, just knowing Ray and how dumb he is. He bought a, you go on there, they have MacBook Pros for $300, 2017s. You know why they're so cheap? The new chip blows them away and they're useless. I'd be willing to bet, I don't know this and I can't prove it. Ray, we'd love to see the receipt. And this is the question we should all be asking. I bet Ray bought an older MacBook Pro and paid $1,000 for it. I bet he bought an Intel MacBook Pro 2020 or earlier that is basically obsolete to save $200, essentially tax. I'd be willing to bet. I'd be willing to bet he doesn't know the difference between a 2017 MacBook Pro and a 2021 MacBook Pro. He doesn't know the difference in nuances between the memory, the processors. He doesn't know the difference between an i5 and an i7 and an M1. He doesn't know. I'd be willing to bet he bought an obsolete Mac to save $200. I'd be willing to bet. Find out. Make him post a receipt. Make him show the year. Make him show. You know, Ray just texted Ari and told her no crosstalk in the NLO chat. I bet that's true. I bet that's true. They have to have a warranty. They're a company. It's not refurbished. It's only furnished. 1158, he said. Okay, so the refurbished M1 from Apple was 1149 plus tax. So it would have been around 1300. He got it out the door for 1158. I'm betting you dollars it's not an M1. I bet you he bought an Intel MacBook because he's dumb as fuck, Googled it, clicked it, and bought it from a site with a shoddy reputation. He bought something he doesn't even know what he bought. It's already outdated. You might as well fix your 2017. If you were going to buy a 2019, you might as well have fixed your 2017. The performance difference is negligible, and you're an idiot. Like, holy fuck. Holy fuck. Give Ray your address for me, and I will send you a deodorant and toss you a complimentary spatula so you don't have to touch it. We have a P.O. box right here on the screen, Ari. Nobody likes onions. Care of Patrick Melton, 4948 Mountain Vista Street, number 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89121. 4948 Mountain Vista Street, number 13932, Las Vegas, Nevada. Don't say Nevada. 89121. And that goes for all of you out there who want to send in your products, your weird shit, your spatulas. Please send in a spatty daddy for me to spackle my body with. Some sort of creams and butters. Citizen M says if Ray would have returned it in 30 days, he could have requested a refund. No questions asked. Why wait weeks to open it? Goddamn. He didn't even know the website. He kept calling it Black Market. That's true.
Oh, fiddlesticks, you caught me, Patrick. I just wanted to thank you for recommending blackmarkets.com. The large African sales associate seemed to have an aggressive itch on his shaft, but I did find the black dongle I was looking for. Ari, would you please shut the fuck up or leave the chat, toodles, bitches?
Ari, will you please? Toodles, bitches. A spatula. Patrick needs a fire hose to apply the deodorant. A Chromebook with an Apple sticker. Yeah, and then people are telling him, like, he needs the drivers for his... So, he was doing the show yesterday. It all sounded fine, but he's like, it's broken because my audio interface or whatever, his digital audio interface can't connect. And everybody's like, what do you need it for? This sounds fine. He's like, well, it's new, and I bought it. It was $300. And everybody's like, yeah, but what's missing? Like, what can't you do on the show right now without it? He's like, no, but it needs to connect because there was expensive. So he just has this equipment he wants to use because he bought it. You know, my life story. I've got a closet full of equipment. Again, here's a cough button I dug out of the closet weeks ago. It's not even hooked up to my sit. It's just been sitting here. The amount of equipment laying around this studio, I mean, these are like $100, I think. You know, like, so we all have equipment laying around, you know, just camcorders and like, we all just have equipment laying around. I don't feel the need to rewire my system to use it. So people are like, why don't you just sell the mixer thing? You don't really need it, clearly. So I don't even know what the argument is or what the problem with the laptop is. But he has this whole thing out with Shuly. He doesn't even look up. You know, Ray's so incompetent. Bob's right. How does he get by? How does this guy function like day to day in a normal environment? How is he getting by? Because he's like, I don't know what to do. Like, I bought it from this website, and I don't know. Like, it doesn't work. Hopefully they, you know, they got to take it back or something. It's like, why does producer Joe have to go to the website and look up the warranty and tell you 30-day return, one-year limited warranty? And then Ray's like, oh, okay, cool. Why wouldn't you look that up, adult? You know what I mean, Ari? Like, if you were with this guy long-term, it's like having another kid. It's like, imagine having to tell somebody, did you look up the warranty? Did you find out what to do? It doesn't work. What's the next step? What do we do? I don't know. I thought I'd come on the show and then you guys would tell me. When his car needs oil, does he just get in the garage and put the carbon monoxide from the exhaust into the car and try to kill himself? Just like, I don't know how to do it. I'll just end it here. Man, baby. Yeah. Man, baby. So just wild. Wild. So all that happens early in the morning on Shuly's stream. Then they go on MLC in the afternoon, and, you know, Kevin's got to ask questions because this is unbelievable. And he goes, who told you to go to blackmarket.com and buy this laptop? And Ray, without hesitation, goes, he's going to hate me for bringing it up, but Patrick Melton. And it's like, what? Who told you to go to blackmarket.com and buy that? He's like, oh, Patrick Melton. And I was like,
how dare you? Made
me look like a fucking cuck.
Both of those at the same time. So I have no choice but then to immediately go and release the full conversation where never told Ray to do anything other than go to apple.com and buy a refurbished system. Matter of fact, in the conversation, we had already decided that that's what Ray would do. In the conversation. Let's have a look on the big board. This is during MLC. Ray lies again. I told him to get a refurbished computer at Apple. I never suggested anything but Apple. He's telling people I told him to buy a computer at something called Black Market. Fuck you, Ray DeVito. You untrainable fuck. Here's the messages. And by the way, I've edited out all the messages about hunting for an HDMI cable in Target. I'm not kidding you. If the internet got a hold of our exchange while he was hunting for an HDMI cable in Target, if you think these are enraging, if the internet got a hold of the messages where Ray's trying to figure out what cable to buy in Target, he would be ridiculed to such a point I'd feel responsible for his death, even should it occur a month from now. He would walk into the goddamn Lake Erie. He'd just disappear into the sea. It's so enraging dealing with this guy. This is not a complicated thing to wrap your head around. It's very, 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 very insane. Didn't you send him a link to the Apple Store? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. This was all done, you know. I did this in a way that was foolproof, so I thought. What I didn't anticipate is that Ray is so stupid that he would just head to Google and search refurbished MacBook Pro and buy the first one that popped up. Again, that's how I almost can guarantee you he bought an obsolete Mac. If he bought an Intel Mac, he fucked himself so hard. No one wants those Macs. They're $300. They're $300 now, Ray. So there's no point in even getting a Pro. Again, you would have been better off with a MacBook Air from the official refurbished store for $200 less than the one you bought, which is obsolete, but it says Pro on it, so Ray thinks he's a Pro. By the way, Ray, you don't need anything that's Pro. You don't need anything that's Pro. Nothing that Ray DeVito operates should ever say Pro on it. Amateur, hobbyist, consumer, lowest tier. This is where Ray lives. This is the Ray wheelhouse. Let's read the messages. Patrick, when you get a chance, can you text me a link to the refurbished MacBook Pros that I should consider buying? What you're not seeing, by the way, is I've already sent it twice. If you scroll up, I've already sent him the link two times that day for where to go buy a new refurbished MacBook Pro. So we're already like, Ray just can't. He's one of those guys, every time he comes over, he texts you and goes, "What's your address? What's your address?" It's like, it's two taps. Click store address into this contact. You know, Alex Ansel used to do this to me all the time. Every time he comes over, "What's your address? What's your address?" It's like, yikes. Yikes, adult. Figure it out. Not even for me. It's such a waste of my time to have to type you the same thing over and over and over again. For you. Don't you want to not have to ask me and wait and then see it? For you. Don't you feel dumb? Don't you get deja vu the third time you ask me for a piece of information? Don't you go like, I fucking asked him for this all the time. For you. Don't you want to be better? Nah. Just, I live my life with as little efficiency as possible. That's the way I like it. I'm Ray DeVito. Ray's a nice guy, which is why so many people keep him around. Again, you can be nice and still be really, really toxic. I don't even have a relationship with this guy, and interactions I had 2 months ago are coming back to bite me in the ass. If you listen to only Ray DeVito, I'm a troll who makes fake internet videos and posts them up to mislead people and feign guilt for others. Also, I don't know anything about technology and encourage people to buy obsolete computers from little-known websites with poor reputations. If you listen to Ray, I'm a fucking idiot. If you listen to Ray, I'm a fucking moron. What you don't see is that Ray's a fucking moron pulling a curtain in front of all the good advice he's gotten. Tell me again how this isn't Chad. Tell me again how these guys are different. They get good advice, ignore it completely, circle back, and blame the person who gave them the advice. That's exactly what Chad does. It's exactly what Ray did yesterday. I told Ray to go to Apple.com and buy a refurbished laptop. By the way, I encourage anyone who wants an Apple to do that, unless you're trying to get the latest bleeding edge thing that's not even on the refurb store. It's all but new from Apple, refurbished by Apple. It's new. Same warranty, and you're going to save 15%. It almost gets rid of the Apple tax of everything Apple makes being super expensive. So I give Ray that excellent advice. He promptly throws it in the trash can, tells me he's going to do what I said, goes and does something completely, doesn't even run it by me. Hey, real quick, I know we discussed the Apple.com thing, but I found one over here at Black Market that's a 2018 that's $200 less. Should I get that one instead? No, Ray! It's obsolete, just like your 2017 one. If you're going to do that, you might as well repair the old one. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. But he didn't check with anybody. He got the good advice, ran and did whatever the fuck he wanted, and then when asked, when it didn't work out and it fell apart and crumbled, and asked, whose fault is this? Who told you to go buy this shitty laptop from this shitty store? You circle back to the advice and hold that up as the reason for your failure? Eat my asshole. What a fucking dick. So he tells Kevin that point blank. Yeah, he's not going to like it, but Melton told me to buy it. Melton told me to get a refurb Mac. No, I said get a refurbished Mac from Apple. That's what I said. Back to the big board. I was busy doing something. I said, I can't talk, but let me Google that for you. Imagine texting this. Where's a link to refurbished MacBook Pros? Again, if he scrolled up, they were there already. But I send it to him again. According to the website, the cheap... Let's see how long this took him. 11:30 a.m. I text him back at 1:50. At 3:30, this took him 2 hours. According to the website, the cheapest refurbished MacBook Pro is a 2017 for $1,100. Paying $550 to repair my 2016 MacBook Pro seems more reasonable. I just said, I have honestly no idea what you're talking about. They don't sell 27 MacBook Pros on that website, Apple.com. An M1 MacBook Pro is $1049. Sorry, not $1149. $1049. They don't sell old crap. An M1 MacBook Pro is $1049. An M1 MacBook Air that'll smoke your current MacBook is $849. But if you want to spend $600 to fix your completely obsolete and completely underpowered laptop, go ahead. That thing won't be eligible for updates in 1 to 2 years. Knock yourself out. I'll look again, but that's what I saw. It's the oldest and cheapest I saw. 2017 is the oldest they offer. First of all, you're wording this like you're looking for the oldest computer they offer. 2017 is the oldest one they sell. I tried to find an older one. 2017 is the oldest computer they sell. I'm sorry, are you computer shopping and trying to find the oldest one? Do you know what a computer is? When Ray computer shops, he goes looking for the oldest computer he can buy. Run, Airy Jane, run! So forgetting that for a minute, just again, he's doubling down that I'm an idiot. I know what I saw. That's the oldest and cheapest one. I said, sort it by price and shake your head to reset it. They don't sell 7-year-old laptops on Apple.com, Ray. I can't even argue with this about this anymore. Because, again, this is the second time Ray's fact-checking me. I know what I saw. I'm letting you know. I said, I can't even argue about it anymore. Fix your old one. I tried to help. And then it ate away at me for a little bit, so I texted him, because I know he's about to do something so stupid going and fixing this laptop. So I say, send me a link to a 2017 MacBook Pro on Apple.com, and I'll eat my asshole. Ball's in your court. I'm at the gym now. Comes back. My fault, it was a 2020 MacBook Pro. It wasn't. It was a 2021. It wasn't. So at least he's getting there. At least he's getting there. You know, he's moving this imaginary date he's made up that this computer was made. Baffling. I mean, it's clearly an M1 Pro, 13-inch. It continues. Still, the cheapest, they only go back to 2019. Again, Ray's looking for an older system. They only go back to 2019. It's like a minute ago you said they had 2017. So again, he's getting madder and madder that this computer he's trying to buy is new. They only go back to 2019. Yeah. Yeah. No one wants an old shitty computer, Ray. It's Apple. They sell quality shit. They're not selling old ancient Macs that don't update anymore. What do you want, a 2011? What do you want? You want one of those clamshell pink iBooks that Elle Woods had in Legally Blonde? How old do you want it to be? Do you want the one Vern Troyer had in that ad where it was too big for his lap? You want a PowerBook? What do you want? I've never seen someone bitch that they don't have older systems available. While he's trying to upgrade his system, he's like, they only go back to 2017. I'm looking for an Apple IIe so I can play Oregon Trail on the go. He's trying to hook up a fucking webcam to a SCSI port. That joke's for three people. I'm just baffled by the whole logic of the conversation. Still, they only go back to 2019. I was saying $1,100 is the cheapest. Ray, what the fuck makes you think that's a 2017? It's a 2021. They didn't make N1 Max before then. What is wrong with you? Why do you? I have to waste time going over everything 10 times? $1,049 for a new MacBook Pro. If that's too much, I don't know what to tell you. It's damn cheap for a MacBook Pro. If you need a cheap computer, go buy a PC. If you fix that old MacBook, you're a fool. Again, the MacBook Air, it'll be 30 times faster than your current MacBook. It will murder it. And they're $849 refurbished. Thanks, man. Thanks for the Venmo. Sorry. I just don't want you doing something stupid. I don't want you doing something dumb. If you want to spend $500, get a PC laptop. At least it'll be modern and new. I think I'll grab the MacBook Pro I showed you. No idea why I thought it was a 2017. Finally, we've gone back and forth about it seven times. You've corrected me, doubled down. I know what I saw. It's the cheapest one. It's the oldest one. I don't know why I thought it was a 2017. What? You argued with me back and forth three times that it was a 2017. And now you're saying, I don't know why I thought that. You pushed back three times. I don't know, man. I know what I saw. Is it 2017? What did you see? What did you see? Because this is insane to come back and be like, I don't know why I thought it was a 2017. You don't? Me neither. Thanks for catching up. See you next time on Ray's a fucking idiot. Like, it's flabbergasting. It's insane. So, yeah, I don't know how this guy gets through life. I don't know how he functions. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But then proceeds to go on MLC and announce that Patrick told me to get a refurbished one from Black Market. And then has to correct it. Minutes later. Okay, he didn't tell. Then why would you say it? This isn't like a spontaneous conversation either. He had this whole conversation with Shuli early in the day. You've thought about this, what went wrong, where you went wrong. It had nothing to do with Melton. And then I'm forced to release these messages that prove you're a fucking dope. You know, everybody saw these messages, even Carlos Danger, your boyfriend. And was like, oh, Ray, because it does nothing other than clear my name. It does nothing other than show that Ray makes things up and then argues with people about them. The audacity, you know, to even do three rounds with me about it's a 2017. I saw what I saw. And then a minute later be like, I don't know why I thought that. Yeah, me neither. Why do we have to do this?
Everything I sent you is what it is the first time.
Can't believe that a guy who has a coffee membership at Panera Bread doesn't make lots. Is that a real thing? A coffee membership at Panera Bread? Couldn't he just take time to read the description? He's never done research. He doesn't have an attention span. You know, he goes on other shows, talks over people. He's reading the chat. He's not listening to other people on a show. He has his own guests on. He's not listening. Carlos Danger plays a video. He doesn't watch it. He's in his own world. He's a goldfish. He's reading the chat. He's lost in his own thoughts. He can't, again, this is not a human capable of multi-threaded thought. He can't put a pin in something and come back to it. He's not capable of any of that. Any of it. Fucking hell. Happy show birthday. I've only been around for the last few months, but your show now fills half my workday. Thank you. Thank you, Shane. I appreciate that. Single mother of five after Ray. Then he pushes the problem onto Adam to deal with. Yeah, why does Adam have to sit there and look up the warranty? Again, 30 day. I'll bet you this laptop's obsolete. I'd be willing to bet money, and it'll shock me if it's not. He bought an Intel MacBook. Again, all he had to do was read or ask anybody in the know about MacBooks, and they would say, avoid an Intel MacBook. That's old news. After 2019, don't buy that. But Ray just thinks a MacBook Pro is a MacBook Pro. He has no knowledge of computers. And he's in the same boat as with his... A 2019 MacBook Pro is not better by much than a 2016. But an M1, when Apple switched to the new architecture in 2020, will smoke any computer. You know, an M1, an M2 MacBook Air, an M1 MacBook Air will smoke like a Mac Pro from 5 years before that with like 10 cores. They're just, it's another evolution of power and speed. And you're an idiot to go buy an Intel Mac after 2020, especially when we're talking refurbished for the same price. So it's baffling as fuck, but his decision. It's when you bring me into it and, you know, starts saying shit to me like, oh, Melton told me to do that. You make me look like an idiot. Don't make me look like an idiot. You're the idiot. You're the dumb. So I just, it never stops baffling me. And I was talking to Carlos Danger. I was like, tell him to never mention my name again. Tell him to forget it. I can't even be friends with Ray because he's too dumb to be friends with. He's doxing his own friends. He's insulting his own friends. I can't have any even calm, casual, base level, innocuous conversation with him because it shall be twisted and turned and misrepresented in a very public way very soon. Any benign little conversation we could have, he will make public and fuck it up and misrepresent it. So I'd rather have no more interactions with Ray. Hi, Ray. Hi, Ray's lawyer. Again, I don't think he's a bad guy. And you know, Ari Jane and Carlos, you're doing the Lord's work. More power to you for sticking around and trying to help this handicapped fuck navigate the world. Why won't Kevin talk about Ray's master's degree? I mean, who cares? And by the way, is what they say true, Ray, that like J.P. Morgan was going to pay for your master's degree and then you got to school and they were like, this guy's too dumb, and then they cut you loose from the master's program? That's what somebody said. I don't know if that's true, but that's wild if true. In other news, ski mask. I don't know what this is, but I was sent it, and therefore I shall cover it because this person sends in interesting stuff that I want to cover from time to time, so I'll take the word for it. Let's see here. Hold on. ...2040 timestamp is what we're looking for. Let's see what happens. Ski Mask and his brother talk about their mom and wanting him as a step and wanting Kevin as a stepdad. So this Ski Mask talking about wanting Kevin Brennan as a stepfather? This could be awkward.
His face gets so much redder when he talks about it.
You don't listen to the episodes, Cabana, but yeah, he does. It comes up a lot, that episode.
Classic. Wow. He's got the hots for mom. I mean, we should do something. We'll fly him down here to Houston, you know, get something going on. I mean, yeah,
maybe he can book a couple dates at the, you know, get back out there on the road and start laying some pipe.
Yeah. I mean, I'd be blessed, you know. I'd at least want to watch just for a second, you know what I mean? It'd be like, it'd be an honor, you know?
Truly blessed. All right, Skeet, let's get into this, the first matter of for the court.
Right, PJ499, let's wish the Z-Man a swift recovery from his bicycle accident. Now, Stancil, do you want to read this, or would you like me to?
Julio is in the house. We'll get to that. Producer Julio, folks.
Is he? He's in person?
Here he is.
Oh, wow. Is he knocking it up with the ladies? Let me see. Let me see what's going on. Let's watch this game without him noticing. Ah, fuck, he notices.
There he is. Wow, there he is. The great Julio. We'll get to Julio.
Trying to find...
I wonder if Stancil got paid. Right?
Yeah, so I didn't... I gave it a cursory look because I knew we were doing the show, and I figured...
I'm like 2 minutes past where I was told to go, and they haven't talked about Kevin banging their mom and wanting him as a stepdad. Did I miss it? 2 minutes past where they said to be.
So he turned up the knob on my mom's scooter to make it go all
right.
The speed. Daddled.
Yeah. I jumped back in my chair and we just got out of there, and like they didn't know where we were, you know. We're right there by the exit, got out of there, got in the truck, left, you know. So what
a big deal. I do want to address this, PJ $4.99. Is, you know, that's a great story. I love how you guys skedaddled. You guys went straight to the trucks. You got to see the animals.
Before we move on, because we will get to this super chat. Right. Thank you, PJ, because that is on the – it's on the docket. It's on the docket to be held.
It's on the ticket list, folks.
Ski Mask court today. There's a lot of things on the docket today. So did you exchange information with these folks?
No, they skedaddled. I mean, they're in a public
place. You skedaddled. So you just bounced on them.
So he turned up the knob on my mom's scooter to make it go all speed all the way up.
But were they like trying to chase you?
No.
Were they like yelling at you?
Did you have a pack of wild boars coming at you?
Somebody sent me this clip with this timestamp that says Ski Mask and his brother talk about Kevin banging their mom and wanting him as a stepdad. But I've gone a 3 minute area around that timestamp, and no one's talking about that at all.
They figured they'd come back across us, and we parked our chairs, got her in the wheelchair, got in the truck, got out of there, and we went to Twin Peaks and slammed some margaritas.
You went to Twin Peaks?
Yeah, dude, it's ridiculous.
Big Peak?
Does Twin Peaks hold up?
Dude, Twin Peaks food is great, and the beer.
I'm talking about the titties.
Oh, no. There's a few meth heads there, man. It was terrible. Oh. Yeah. I'd rather look at mom than the bitches that were there. You know what I mean? But yeah,
Kevin said he would rather bang mom than who last night. Who
here we go.
Keanu, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Dude, how privileged would we be if Kevin pieced up mom?
I said it on the show last night. Kevin goes, I might go eat your mom's box. He said something like that. And I was like, I would love you to. And Bob was like, what is wrong with you? I'm like, you don't think that would be, I would feel. Go, please.
Honor.
I'll book the flights.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Kevin, be your stepdad. Let's get mom patched up.
Okay, that is wild. We got to break this down. Ski Mask has a crush on KB and doesn't like you being on the show. I do believe that. He pretty much said on WATP that you got on MLC by selling their merch like it was some kind of trade. And it's not going to last that long. Look, I've said it probably won't last that long. I don't know. But I did see the clip of him going like, yeah, Melton made a deal where Kevin's got to do his merch through him or he won't go on MLC. It's like, I love how everyone seems to know the details of the deal. You all don't have a fucking clue. And I know this, it will come out one day because that's just how everything in this universe works. And I won't be the one looking dumb. Hello? Hello?
Hello? Patrick, this is Brandon from the Brandon Network.
Hi, Brandon Network. Hi, Brandon Network's lawyer.
Nice to speak to you somewhat coherently. I have just left the hospital about an hour ago. And I have a story to tell that involves you, the show, several chatters, and the punchline being me near death. The past couple weeks, I've had an absolute glow. Like, I'm still kind of out of it, but I feel about 60% myself. But something has been right. I've been quite prolific in being a real life shithead, which I won't get into. But regarding the show, a handful of times a year, I go out into the woods, you know, and go out into the woods and, you know, I take psychedelics and I throw on like some 90s, early 90s hip hop nature music and just relax.
I feel like I'm on psychedelics right now because time is slowing down.
Yes, yeah, I do apologize. All right. So I throw on the show that night and I call in. It totally goes against my nature. I am not a caller. This hopefully will be my last call for quite a while. You know, I was a babbling shithead as I tend to be, which I usually try to keep to myself. So I called in that night, and then later that weekend, I joined Discord. I'm not a social media guy. I don't do Discord. I'm not the type to just, like, hop on and just have, like, a serious conversation about a Ron and Fez episode 15 years ago. Like, I might think it, you know, I don't, whatever. So I joined Discord. I started talking to all you shitheads, and I actually enjoyed myself for quite a bit. I contacted a couple through voice chat, and they put up with my shit for a couple days. They were absolutely lovely. I do apologize, ladies. And the only reason I'm calling in is because I figured you deserved to hear the end of this. So, you know, I'm really just causing chaos everywhere I go. Oh, and then the day you had that silent show, I was driving around, and I had to pick up my mother. To drop her off at her church. And while I was doing that, I pulled over and I jotted down that Corey Cucks comedy bounce, bounce little jingle, you know. And I called up the show on the side of the road with my mother in the car staring at me, mouth agape. And I recited this to you. Didn't say a word to her, hung up, and just started driving again. Like, they don't – they see me as, like, a very solemn – asshole, like, not very talkative. They don't know about my online shit. And, you know, she obviously has some type of questions, like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And I'm like, nah, dude, I feel better than I have in ever. Well, as the week continues, yesterday I got a Facebook friend request. I didn't recognize the face, and I had a brief chat with the person and ended up calling them a faggot and blocked them. I'm not sure if who they were. Yesterday I was supposed to go to Chicago to meet a buddy who's stationed out there. And I decided to take a train, you know, not fly out from, you know, Syracuse, New York to Chicago. It's 2.5-3 hours. I decided to book a train ticket for one day. I heard that fucking noise. for one day, 3 hours, just sitting on the fucking train looking out the window. Well, before I'm due to arrive yesterday afternoon, I started developing this pain in my left palm. And for a while, I've had a pain in my neck going down my shoulder. And I started losing hearing in my left ear. So I said, you know, I should probably take care of this. And I go to urgent care, and I had a fever of 103. They sent me to the hospital. And it turns out several weeks ago, I lost a filling in my molar. And, you know, in day-to-day life, it's hard to be a friend to yourself. There's so much fucking, so many commitments and bullshit. I just threw one of those filling compounds up into the hole. And, you know, I hoped for the best and forgot about it. Well, it turns out that, you know, the product worked. It stayed in the hole. Unfortunately, it didn't seal completely. So food particles and such bacteria were getting up into the hole and just couldn't be released. So I had an abscess that was developing into a deep neck infection. And they put me on, I had to do a couple rounds of IV antibiotics, and they sent me home with Plavix or something, such for the C. I guess pretty heavy duty. I'm still a bit out of it. But I thought that for the people that I put through hell in this community, they deserve to hear that I am an absolute lunatic madman, but usually not so intense. I can't see your face, and I haven't been listening to the show, so I'll take your silence as that you're still there. I got all day. Oh, shit. Actually, Patrick, are you still there?
Oh, are you done?
You fucking asshole. I forgot the payoff. During my my delusions and I suppose hallucinations, I penned you an email just gushing about I was such a fan of the show, and you know, I was a hater, but I've really grown to love the community and such nonsense. I saw it yesterday. I was resetting a password to a website that I joined daily and couldn't remember it. Another giveaway. I couldn't remember the password.
Hey, we have a 15-minute limit on calls.
Well, anyway, if you check your emails, you'll notice an email by me just going on and on, ranting about how fun you are and how much I enjoy my mornings now. I just wanted you to know.
Oh, you think
that
that's still in my emails? I saw the 9 paragraphs and immediately hit delete.
Oh, God, you were fucking jerking off to an asshole.
I mean, I assure you I'm not. I know it was the one where you capitalized. No,
no.
I know now. Stop. Let me talk. It was the one where you capitalized the word hack 30 times. Yeah, I didn't read that.
Well, my phone does that autocorrect, and I am too lazy at this point to keep changing hack to lowercase. So, yeah, from now on.
Yeah, I honestly I didn't read. I can't read a 9-hour email.
That's all right, dude. But that was obviously
I appreciate it. Look, it seems like, you know, I have no idea what this call was about. I have no idea what you just said at all. at all. I don't have a clue. You and your mom did something. You were you had a bad week. I don't know what you're saying.
That's the point. That's the point. For the last fucking 2 weeks, I've been walking around like Dummy DeVito with a glow, thinking everything is just absolutely fantastic, and my brain has been boiling.
Okay.
Well, all right, dude. Well, this has been pleasant as always.
I love you. You sound happy. No, I hope you're happy. I'm glad you're happy. I don't know what's going on. I'm lost.
Well, I'll probably be happy at least for another day and a half until inspection starts to get completely out of my system. But, hopefully at some point we'll talk while I am coherent. I checked out of the hospital this morning because... anyway.
I don't care. I don't care.
All right, dude. Well, I love the show. I love you guys and all the shitheads in the chat. They're all shitheads. Have a day, guys.
Bye. I don't know what just happened. I literally have no clue what just happened. I don't know what that guy said. I don't understand the story. I really did. The other day, I got an email with like 18 huge paragraphs. And I was just like, I can't. We were going to do this whole big partnership with the Brandon Network where the Melton Network and the Brandon Network merged. But I don't know. We got a lot of due diligence to do now. Holy shit. I took a giant swig of Irish whiskey during that. There's the proof. I mean, that's insane. Nobody talks to Ray. You think you're having a conversation, but he's not. Yeah, he doesn't listen. He's in his own world. Ray's doing his own thing. Ari Jane, thanks for joining and becoming a member. We're slowly winning her over. And she's going to be one of us. Just scrolling through the chat. You know, I apologize. This was my this is our show birthday, and this has been nothing but, upsetting to me. My stomach is curdled. My entire outlook on the future has somehow been just shook. Ian Hawk says, hang up. Yeah. At some point, the bit is to let it go. At some point, you know, we pass the point of hanging up. And we have to, like, you left Cam to get a chaser. No, I just went to lay down for a little bit. I went over and laid down and took a little nap on my floor. Let the man cook. Let the man cook. That man gives the Brandon, gives the name Brandon a bad look. Yeah, you're hurting other Brandons. You know, don't forget, we had Brandon Anderson last month who gave $500 in one night. We got a lot of Brandons hanging around that don't like you Brandoning up the place. You know what I mean? Ian Hawk, you left Cam to get a chaser. No, I didn't. That's rude. Carlos Danger, was the caller the guy who served you? I mean, no. I don't even get that joke. So Scheme, I think you're right. Scheme Mask and all these guys, it's the same as like Corey or I don't know if Stevie Lou's like that. They do all kind of like tend to lash out at me. I'm not going on MLC to hurt you guys. Again, I don't even really want to do it. Once a week, you know, he sent me the link yesterday to go on. I'm definitely not going on once a week. I said once a quarter. And now I'm at once a week. And now you want me more than once a week? No. Once a week is already going to water down the Melton brand. So we're definitely not going on several times a week. That is, you know, again,
anyone can get on MLC. So there's no need for this jealousy or lashing out or Melton sucks on the show. Sure. Melton sucks on the show. Sure. I don't even care. I just show up. I get my money from Daddy Kevin. You can get on MLC. Ray is on MLC several times a week. No exclusive deal needed to be signed. Ray, send Ray a link 20 minutes before any show. He's available. Same with Chad Zumach. Last minute, Chad Prather asked me to come down and feature. Yeah, of course Chad's available. Of course he is. I'm a working comic with lots of dates. Available at any moment's notice. Cool. And the same with Ray or Ski Mask or Stancil. There's no need for any jealousy. Go on MLC. As a matter of fact, all these guys are on MLC more than me. Why ever have jealousy or animosity towards me? I'm trying to go on as least as possible. I get sent a link all the time. We're not into it. We're skipping it. So they don't, I don't pick up a lot of it from Stevie. The Ski Mask stuff, even lately, I think he's kind of like not going after me. But I definitely from like Corey, it's like Corey wanted that as his job. So Corey's like a little hurt. And then did you hear yesterday? Oh my God, it was the funniest part of the whole show. Somebody brought up Corey and said something about Corey stinking or something. And Kevin just goes, "Who's Corey?" And they were like, "The guy on yesterday." And he's like, "Corey? Oh, Corey. Yeah. He did a good job." It's like, you didn't remember him. You didn't even remember him. So we're dealing with a lot of butthurt people, but, you know, there's no need to be jealous of Melton. Melton's on once a week. Bob's on 5 days a week. Ski Mask is on once or twice a week. Ray's on three times a week. You're going to have your Pat Dixon. You're going to have your, you know, I don't know who else they're going to get. All right, I'm told to go to timestamp 1557 now. Apologies, we did finally hear they want Kevin to be their stepdad, which I think would be terrifying. Kevin's going to be your stepdad? No. I mean, imagine what that would even be like. And this coming from a guy he wants to father his children. Okay, this is apparently a story. A wild story. Ski Mask's brother tells a story about taking their mom to the zoo, both wasted, where she ran over a black woman, and then they sped off to drink more at Twin Peaks. If this is, this sounds insane. Let's watch. See.
But yeah, he pretty
much. I am watching Chimps on Netflix, so I might have some insight here.
Well, dude,
by the way, overrated. Chimps on Netflix, everybody's sucking its cock. The footage is great.
Maybe I'm out of it. Chimps on Netflix, everybody's sucking its cock. What is Chimps? Is there a show called Chimps on Netflix? Chimps. Are they thinking of chips? I don't really, you know. If it's not I Think You Should Leave, which I finished last night, so good. The new season of I Think You Should Leave is so good. There were very few sketches where I was like, what the fuck? You know, because it's usually hit or miss a little bit. The new season is, mwah, it's so good. So great. Highly recommend. But I don't know Chimps. Is Chimps a season? They're saying Chips. I hear Chimps. Why am I so far back in the chat? Yeah, Chimps. Hold on. Some people are saying they're saying chips. Some people are saying chimps. We might have to go back. Hold on.
It is extreme. It could have been two episodes. They stretched it out. It was made, try to make all these. I am watching Chimps on Netflix. So
Chimps. They're saying Chimps.
I might have some insight here.
Well, dude.
By the way, overrated. Chimps on Netflix. Everybody.
They're definitely saying Chimps. They might be talking about Chimps. Is this some sort of bit they're doing? It's really Chimps. Do I have to go search this? Because everyone in the chat just keeps going, Chips, Chips, Chimps, Chimps. It's like, use your words. What are you saying about those things? Are you saying there is a show called Chimps? Are you saying they're saying Chimps? Use your words. This is a rant. One word responses in my chat room, no more. You'll be banned. If you type one word, you're banned. Ian Hawk, get on that. Ban everybody. Ian Hawk's not a mod. Too emotional. No more one word. Chimps. Chimps. It's like when you just yell chimps, I don't know if you're saying he's saying chimps. There is a show called Chimps. There's no show called Chimps. 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 Yeah, I know what they're saying. I have ears. I can see his mouth. Is there a show called Chimps? Is there a show called Chimps? Thank you, Bud Monkey. Chimps is the name of the show on Netflix. Thank you. Thank you, Bud Monkey. Ban everyone else. Ban everyone else from my chat. Happy birthday, show! Banned! Chimps Netflix. Chimp Empire? It's called Chimp Empire? How did it not get called Chimpire? How did they not name it Chimpire? Chimp Empire. Look at this.
Chimpanzees, our closest living relatives.
Hello!
The best and worst of ourselves and them. Chimp society is a hierarchy. Each chimp always looking for...
This feels racist. I gotta admit, this feels wrong. And during George Floyd week, come on!
Opportunities to move up. Everyone is planning, persuading, plotting. When one chimp group meets another, there's no going back.
And these monkeys are in the California Highway Patrol, you're saying?
War is coming.
War is coming.
Chimpanzee
life. You guys ever seen Congo?
Life is a never-ending conflict. But when you live in the jungle, you must fight.
Is this
that
Jane Goodall joint?
And if you want power, you must take it.
A lot of people don't know it. That's that fat girl from Precious who plays the lead chimp. You realize it's her when she steals chicken in episode 2? Chimpire. How is it not called Chimpire? Honestly. Honestly. How is it not called Chimpire? They're really missing the boat on this. But okay, now I know what they're talking about. I was just like, I don't really watch a lot of Netflix, so I don't know what their new hot shows are. And by the way, congrats on them for not doing a show just about LGBTQ chimps. Because that seems to be where everything's going.
Sucking its cock. The footage is great. It is extreme. It could have been two episodes. They stretched it out. It was
Chimpire is too hacky. If Stancil likes this show, then it's hot garbage. Melton prepping for having Gino on already.
Try to make all these like stories. The footage is awesome. Watch it without the volume. It's this way slow moving, overrated.
Watch it without the volume. It's way slow moving. As if muting it slows it down. It
did, but great footage. Go on. More chin story.
Cabana, will you read the super chat real quick? Read the guy's name and then the super chat. Then I want to pull something up. I want to pull up his comment.
Oh, the one that's up right now is that EG7979.
Yep.
What's up? You guys are great on MLC.
Thanks, man. What a blast. I do want to address this. Tubby. Why are you coming at me, Tubby? I thought we were friends now.
What a white trash family. dude, it was like, hey.
I was curious about that too, because I was, you know, you had the beers, you're covered in beer after she rear ends you, and then she runs over a hefty lady, water buffalo, and
They want to get out of the way, man. I'm telling you, we saw one animal the entire fucking time we're there, because they got 30 fucking kids and they're sitting by the damn exhibit. And like, if you're in a fucking chair and you're not standing up, and
they need their own exhibit, if you know what I mean.
You can't see over these fucking things, dude. Just see anything. And she wanted to go to the zoo, and I put her in a fucking chair to roll around on her fucking own. The most mobility she's had since she had a bad fucking stroke.
You trying to be a good son. trying to do the right thing.
Not like me. I'm a piece of shit.
I did, dude. And I got her there early, man. We're hanging out, drinking beers. I mean, that's what she...
I mean, who goes to the zoo to drink? Do they even serve alcohol at most zoos? We're like... Can you get plastered at the zoo? Like, fuck yeah. We're going to get family passes. Go down to the zoo and just get shit-faced. We're fixing to sit outside the chimpanzee exhibit. I know a place where the shit they throw can't even reach. We're going to sit there and just drink PBRs and tall boys from about 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're just going to sit and drink White Claws and stare at brown claws. You know what I mean? The zoo. The zoo. I'm just trying to bring a cooler and some smiles down to the zoo. I just want to have fun at the zoo. I think nobody's doing the art project today. We're an hour away from the deadline. I have not received one entry in my email for today's art contest. We're trying to get people to design a, what do you think Chad's new t-shirt will look like? The person who gets the closest will win a shirt or a hat from our store, whatever they want. What do you think Chad's new shirts are going to look like? Patrick and Nobody Likes Onions.com or our Discord. I think Ian set up a special Discord for your entries. This could be our, you know, I haven't really plugged it all along the show, so maybe we just need to announce it more. One more hour, get in your Chad t-shirt designs. Unironic, let's see what you think Chad's new merch is going to look like. Sketch it out, draw it, and let's see it. Patrick at NobodyLikesScience.com, and yeah, Ian set up in the Discord for your art submissions. Let's see what you think. Again, just a horrible business decision by Chad, a guy who would try to have you believe that he has no money, he's financially in dire straits, yet he has time for saunas, masseuses, sun tanning, and cryo treatments. Those are not cheap things, especially to do in one day. And he has also switched over to a physical stock merch model. He is going to have one shirt available. It will be a new design. And you will have to Venmo or Zelle him your address to get it. So again, now you have to trust Chad with your address. And we know he doesn't have a volatile past of doxing people or emotional whims of fury where he threatens livelihoods and well-being of families. Not really in Chad's wheelhouse. Oh, wait. That's all he does. So he's designed one shirt, and he's having them printed. Now, you have to have at least 50 printed, 100 printed, something like that. And the cheapest you could get these done, if you're really connected, $6, $7 in bulk from a local screen printer. So the outlay here that we're talking about is $250, $300 minimum, probably closer to $500. So he's taking this big risk and getting up a batch of shirts printed that he doesn't even know if they'll sell. By the way, he's never once asked for any metrics from his store. You know, any normal person, hey, what's selling the most? What shirt's the most popular? How much the hat is selling? Should we make a new shirt that skews in that direction? Should we make a new hat if hats are popular? He's never even asked one of those. He doesn't know how much of what he sold. No clue. He's not a businessman. So he's getting a bunch of shirts printed that he doesn't know will sell or not. Now, I'm imagining these are Mud Shark shirts. If I had to guess, he's having a new Mud Shark shirt printed. So that'll go over well. You know, he plans on selling those at shows. So imagine him setting up a little table of merch outside of his shows where he's got Mud Shark shirts set up. Chad goes up. He does his standard stand-up set. Kmart ready. Tampa Dale Mabry, all the hits. And then you go out to his merch booth and there's shirts laid out that say Mud Shark and have a shark with a helmet and a microphone. And you go, hey, what's this? And he goes, I'm the Mud Shark. And you go, what? I thought you were a comedian. Didn't you do the Kmart Ready joke? Yeah. But for my podcast, I start shit with everybody. I'm the Mud Shark. And they go, you know, Mud Shark means a white girl that sees. Yeah. No, I changed the definition. I'm the Mud Shark. Mondays with Mazer, Sit Down Zuma, Kumia's Cox. I'm the Mud Shark. And you're at a comedy club and you're just going, what? And then your girlfriend is like, you're not buying a shirt that says Mud Shark. And you're like, yeah, no shit. I'm not an idiot. So Chad just got his table of merch, these shirts that he's paid hundreds of dollars to print up. He's going to sell 3 online and 0 in person, and then just have a cardboard box of merch in his empty spare bedroom, aka the studio. Remember, he's building a studio in his Gladwell Ape apartment. He's got dual fridges. Chad will never have a show. Someone please send me a Mud Shark hat. I'm guessing his hat outsold his shirts in the so-called NLO store. He wouldn't have a clue. I bet that conversation ends with, I'm the Mud Shark, and the other person just walks away holding back laughs. Yeah, I mean, I guess. So I can't wait. Really, mail in your shirt designs. I can't wait. I really can't wait. What is this? We might have an issue. What is this? Geek Squad subscription. Oh, no. What the fuck is this? That can't be real. This has to be spam. Yeah, I'm going to delete it. I can't do it today. Whoa, somebody just sent in a design that is awesome. We might start selling unofficial Mud Shark gear. Hold on. Chad just put up, Lance is saying we're getting an update. For anyone waiting on merch, I sold out, and I'm waiting for a new shipment before they'll go out. Chad, a.k.a. I can't afford the shipping. I'm telling you right now, this is bullshit. Chad's lawyer, sue me. Chad is lying if he wrote this. If this is a real update from Chad, this is a lie. This is a lie. It's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. Let's not forget, Chad was just at this club last week.
Chad was just at this club last weekend, four shows. Okay? Chad's at this club all the time. Also, let's not forget this. Chad has no fans. Chad has zero fans. Remember how funny it was a couple weeks ago when a fan actually did try to go to Chad's show when he was opening for Florentine and he wasn't even there on the show? He had a private gig around the corner. That's how rare it happens. He got busted because a fan, happened to try to go to a show. So Chad doesn't have fans. So we haven't seen this merch yet, but I'm guessing when the design does come out, it'll back up everything I'm saying. There's no way these sold out. He wants you to believe that last night he went to Wesley Chapel Side Splitters on a Thursday night and sold out of merch. Now, let me just give you an idea of a sample. Either he bought 10 shirts. So look, maybe it's possible if he bought 5 shirts. I don't know a screen printer worth their dick in gold, which makes no sense, that'll do less than 50 or 100 shirts. But let's say you do 50. Here's how the SKUs go. If a normal order type of deal for that. If I was ordering 50 shirts, I'd probably order 8 small, 8 medium, 8 small, 10 medium, 10 large, 10 extra large. That's 38. 5 2X, 5 3. Okay, 10 small through extra large. That's 40. And then 5 2X and 5 3X or something, you know? But even if you did it more traditionally skewed, let's say you do 12 small, 12 medium, 12 large, 12 XL, 2 double XL. Okay, you want to play it safe. Don't have too many big sizes. Great. And also, I'll modify that on based on where I'm going. If I'm going to Texas or Oklahoma, let's get a lot of the 2Xs, 3Xs, 4Xs up. Because your clientele is going to waddle in there and want one. But you almost never sell out of every size on the same night. No matter how well you try to plan it, no matter how well you do your distribution of size SKUs, it's a tough racket. You're always, oh, I got 3 smalls left. Oh, I got 2XL and I got mediums left. You know what I mean? Chad wants you to believe that last night at his Thursday night gig, he sold out of all his shirts. So he either didn't believe in it and bought almost no shirts, or he's lying, or he's completely lying. And it should be easy enough to see one of these shirts if you sold out of them, you know. My lovely wife was in the screen printing business for years. The minimum order was 12, and they got cheaper the more. Okay, so you say you do 12. I mean, that's even more cringe. Mudshark went and ordered 12 shirts. Hey, guys, I got 3 small, 3 medium, 3 large, 3 XLs. I ordered 12 shirts. That's even sadder because that means he doesn't have the cash outlay to do that, to buy shirts. So almost no matter how you look at it, it's fucking sad. It's fucking sad. I just got an email from Roger. It says, you look stupid going after Chad. You are being a dick to him. Fuck Chad. Yeah, I'm being a dick. Fuck that guy. He being a dick to everybody. Fuck Chad. You look like a dick going after Chad. Good. Good. Let that be a lesson to everyone who thinks they're going to cross me in the future. I will be a dick to you. You look like a dick. Good. Good. I'm trying pretty hard to. Why would anyone like refurbished size small? Hold on. Would anyone like refurbished sized small in LO merch? Oh, boy.
And I think Fearless is going to start doing hoodies or some sort of creation for the ladies. We're waiting on an update for that, Fearless. When the Fearless unofficial merch store opens, I will put a link to it in the official NLO merch store. It looks like she's making high-vis construction hoodies for hot workers out in the sun. He called Melton a beta. I mean, look, okay. He respects his wife and makes decisions mutually with her. What a bitch. It's like, okay. Anybody who runs around calling men beta, seriously, you know, we do the joke when we were doing the Jesse Lee Peterson thing, like, beta. You know, that's a joke because he really does that. Imagine if I had a spreadsheet where I keep track of who's beta and who's alpha. Mudshanks dyes counter sales at T-shirt factory for you strip mall outlet. Did you just have a, what is that? I'm not saying some printers don't do 12, but I know the one here has a higher minimum. Everyone I've ever dealt with has a higher minimum. But I'm sure some of them are, you know. LOL, miss me with that merch. I don't know what the fuck Dalish is talking about. I made an NLO ladies logo. I'll send it your way, Patty. Chad is a fucking baby. Steel toe level onions. Imagine emailing a man and going, you look like a bitch right now. It's like, cool. Thanks for your email. What's even more bitch? Emailing a man telling him he's a bitch? Print-to-order merch stores don't have a minimum order, kind of the point of them. Well, that's a trade-off, right? Either way. All right, let's get back to this story about Ski Mask's mom running over a black lady? Is that real?
You know, I can't see over these fucking things, dude. Just see anything. And she wanted to go to the zoo, and I put her in a fucking chair to roll around on her fucking own. The most mobility she's had since she had a bad fucking stroke. You
trying
know what
to be a good son. Trying to do the right thing.
Not like me. I'm a piece of shit.
I did, dude. And I got her there early, man. We're hanging out, drinking beers. I mean, that's what she wanted to do. And I turned around and just started.
I just can't imagine going to the zoo to hang out and drink beers. That's just wild on its own.
Cruising around in this chair, going through the woods, just having a large fucking time. Like, the first time she could just do her own fucking thing. And she did do her own thing. She fucking reared.
She sure did.
Yeah, she accidentally went into one of the exhibits, which was outside of the exhibit. You know what I mean?
She accidentally went into one of the exhibits, which was outside the exhibit. You know what I mean? It's like, no, we don't. You just said she went into an exhibit and then clarified that she was outside the exhibit. You know what I mean? It's like, no. If you said either one of those things, we would know what you mean, but you said both of those things. She was inside this exhibit, outside this exhibit. You know what I mean? No. No, we don't. Carry on.
You're confusing our listeners. She ran over a black woman at the zoo.
Stop. Yeah. Yeah, and it was hilarious, too. And
She ran over a black woman at the zoo. Their mom in her chair ran over. Hold on. He was saying that the real exhibit was outside because of all the blacks. Holy shit. I don't know if that's really Ski Mask, but that's funny. He's saying that all the were out soon. Now I get it. Now I get it. Oh, you're racist. When I was at the San Diego Zoo, I bought a beer at 11 a.m. and I looked around in the crowd and I was the only person that had one. So I got really embarrassed and chucked it down. When she ran over a black woman in her little hover round.
She's zipping around town in a chair.
I was talking to Pops earlier, and the version that you told him was that you pulled off your shoes to show the African-American man that you also had scars and that she just had a stroke and she can't control herself, correct?
What the fuck? Ski Mask, if that's really you and you want to call in and clarify this story, what the fuck is going on? He pulled off his shoes to show that he had scars too. You mean from your mom? From running over the... I can't... Day drinking at the zoo might be a good time. I don't know. That might be fun. That might actually be a good day out. At the zoo? Just day drinking... They drank 8 twisted teas in the parking lot, had a stroke, so can only use the one arm. Oh, your mom has a stroke, so she can only use one arm? Holy shit. Oh, Ski Mask has got to run out to his truck. I love that trope. I got to run out to my truck. I got to go grab a 3-ace socket, and I picture him like laying down in the cab of like a pickup truck or like a dual cab. He's laying in the back. Mom, I gotta call a podcast.
No, I think he fornicated that. No. It's definitely not what I told him, but
fabricated. You mean
fabricated?
Fornicated would mean he had sex with it.
Yeah, I've been drunk at Busch Gardens. I mean, I went to college in Tampa, so we used to get drunk and go to Busch Gardens all the time. That's not really a zoo. I mean, I guess there's the zoo component of Busch Gardens. They did have like a couple giraffes and a orangutan. Day drinking is how you end up like the Brandon Network. Do you think Ski Mask's mom wears a ski mask too? That would be funny. If she's like hit and running people in a little motorized cart with her ski mask on, just like, try to identify me, motherfuckers. I like that. That'd be funny. Is fucking the paralyzed hand similar to the stranger? KB might want to take Ski's offer. Chris Bueller, the Columbus Zoo is way better than San Diego. I was impressed with San Diego SeaWorld, though. I've been to the Columbus Zoo a few times. Imagine not having a personality, so all you can do is coin toss and think the biggest insult is you poor. I mean, look. We do make fun of poors around here a lot. So, I get it. NLO sucks. When are you going to go back into hiding? What's the joke here? Gene's Folger Cup? Gino's Folger's Cup? Melton, the zoo just called. You're due back at 5 p.m. sharp today. Don't be late or they'll close the hippo cage. Without you, mean spirited.
You're gonna like the way you look.
Yeah, that's. And what do you mean ran over a black woman? I'm gonna need her toes, her feet. We're gonna need more context on that. Ran over a black woman? Go on.
No, sorry, man. I didn't get much sleep last night. It's been a long weekend, man. Going to the zoo
is... The neighborhood Busch Gardens is in is legit ghetto. I mean, it's right by USF. I went to school there. You're not wrong. Between Fletcher and Fowler. Hello.
Hey, it's Key Mask. It's the real mask in the chat.
Yeah, what do you mean ran over? Give us the story, because this is wild.
All right, so they decided to go on Memorial Day weekend. First of all, bad choice, but my mom's in like the hospital and she can only go out on the weekends.
What zoo is this? Really is it a popular zoo?
Houston Zoo, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know. All right, Texas, Houston Zoo.
Yeah, so they're in Houston. first of all, it takes them, you know, 30, 45 minutes to park, so they're just getting drunk in the parking lot. And, yeah, she can only use one arm, so they thought it'd be hilarious to rent these scooters, but the place is fucking packed. And so, you know, they're just making fun of people like they would. You know, my mom's a hilarious person. She's been on MLC more times than a lot of people. And, yeah, so I guess what happened was he ended up running over an African-American lady, and then, you know, the husband comes out of nowhere saying, oh, she's got bad knees, like trying to sue. And they basically, the place is so packed, they just skirted off and got out of there.
So you didn't wait around to see what developed afterwards?
No. I mean, at that point, I mean, you're never going to win in that situation. It's 2023. We both know that.
And what did they, it was just like her foot, though?
But yeah, yeah, she ran her, like, she hit her right in the leg, and the lady fell down.
Oh,
and then,
okay.
You know, of course, the boyfriend comes out of nowhere and's like, oh, you know, but she's got bad knees. Somebody's going to have to pay. We're like, we're in a public place. She's wrong place, wrong time. Get a scooter next time.
Yeah, and I'm glad. Thank you for saying boyfriend instead of baby's daddy and leaning into the racism.
Right, yeah. I gotta try to help keep it clean. Sometimes it's hard in the chat.
And then real quick, where did you get your info that I only will do MLC if Kevin did his merch through my site? I love that everybody knows the deal.
Honestly, just through Twitter. And, you know, I talk a lot of shit. And to be honest, Melton, I said it last night on Stevie and Ski following MLC. You know, I thought the appearance was all right.
Yeah, I mean, look, I just love that everybody thinks they know, like, what deal went down between us. It's so good. It's so good.
I know. Everybody thinks it's like, oh, it was like a corporate deal, like sign here. You could do this many days if I push your merch. No, the whole thing's just funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, you did steal the Eddie Baker shirt. So we're going to have talks about that.
I didn't even know. I'm sorry. Everybody go buy your Eddie Baker shirt through Ski Mask. I don't want to be sued.
No, keep it up. It's all good fun. I got some new merch coming out today that's going to blow all of your merch completely out of the water. You have no idea what's happening.
Is it the pink blanket? It's the pink blanket. It's the towel. Oh, we already heard.
Already talked about. That's old news. Nobody's going to buy it. You know, my number one best selling shirt has penises on it.
Well, that's we're separate markets. But I love that people too think like, I design all this. They're like, Melton's such an idiot. Those are bad designs. It's like, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I sit around and design shirts all day.
I do all mine.
I'm not saying I didn't design any of them, but it's just, everybody thinks they know what's going on, and it's so funny.
Well, that's what's great about the MLC universe. Everyone likes to jump to, you know, conclusions. Like the whole Levy thing with the pool. I thought it was hilarious when he revealed, they even started digging.
Well, the chat makes a good point. I just want to say, you know, everybody does, or a lot of people seem to talk shit about you guys and Stevie Lou. And you guys have always called in and, like, talked like normal humans, which is more than a lot of people I can say in this world. So, you know. I don't have.
Well,
any...
I know you gave me a little shit last week about pulling my mask off on MLC, but I said when I started my show, it was an MLC wrap up show. I was the first. I said there's only one show I would ever do that on, and it would have to be the certain circumstance. And that night just felt like the right night. So.
Well, I got my own pink ski mask, and I've been jerking off on it for weeks to create my skeet mask character.
Ooh, I like it.
And it's just gonna be a ski mask covered in cum. It's not to make fun of you at all. This is a totally separate project. It just happens to align. So
now, Kevin, if you're listening to this, he is the fake ski mask. Please send me the link Saturday. I'll be locked, ready to go. I got tons to talk about. Melton, I wanted to get your thoughts real quick on this because we were talking about it last night. I noticed that Kevin has not mentioned Gino's name one time in his last two episodes.
Oh, yeah. I don't pay attention. I didn't notice.
Yeah. All right. I just wanted to see if you had any thoughts on that.
I asked Gino on Twitter to be on the show next week, and he didn't answer. You know, he's a guy who loves to tweet and loves to be interactive on Twitter and mix it up, but he didn't answer my call. So it tells me he's either afraid to come on the show or he thinks It's some kind of a trap.
Well, Gino loves to go on his show and really rip people, but one thing Gino can't stand is confrontation. So if you ask him to go on your show, he's going to find some kind of excuse or just not answer at all.
But there's no confrontation. Gino and I don't have any history or problems. I don't really know Gino much at all. I'd be neutral.
Gino makes up his own problems. That's the problem. That's the whole point.
Okay. All right, Ski Mask. Have a great day.
Bye. See you later, Melton.
Fucking Melton, everybody. Ski Mask, Ski Mask Collective. Look for their parents at a zoo near you, zipping around. And I mean, that's wild. It doesn't sound as crazy when you, like, hear the details of it. It sounds like it was just a busy environment. But you know how these zoo patrons get when you knock them down? Comedy Shaman in the chat says, Ski Mask Media, I'm not the biggest fan, but credit to you for standing up for yourself. Keep taking your lumps, brother. You will earn some respect just being honest with people like Patrick. Those guys have never been, you know, even Stevie Lou, when he calls in and he's acting like a fucking idiot. When Stevie Lou calls in, he's like, it's a fake video. I'm like, it's not. He's like, oh, okay, I better go check that out. And he at least acknowledges that he might be wrong. Chad's just like, Chad and Ray just pretend like they were never wrong and try to change the whole argument. Control the narrative, if you will, huh? Tim Dillon described you as a bear. Care to comment? If he did, that's very mean. But also flattering. And I feel like Tim Dillon's stronger than me somehow. I'm probably larger just in physical size, but I feel like Tim Dillon's got some sort of like English bulldog strength for a tiny compact ball of muscle, you know, like almost like a human sinewy meatball where he could take me. He could have his way with me if he wanted to. I've seen them do some pretty shitty things. That's what people say about Ski Mask. And even Stevie Lou would try to perpetuate that, I think, by going in chats and be like, keep fucking with Ski Mask. See what happens. Keep fucking with Ski Mask. See what happens. The ladies of NLO have been talking shit behind my back while being fake to my face. So I'm out of the old hag business. Oh, no. What is happening? This is an email from Dirty Dalish saying the NLO ladies are backstabbing cunts. The ladies of NLO have been talking shit behind my back. Here's my logo before Fearless claims it. And she's drawn a female version of the NLO logo. With eyelashes and lips. But what is this? You know, on a Friday after all the birthday celebrations and wishes, this is where we are. Dirty Dalish in my chat calling out the other women. Now, I don't see the other ladies here today. Is this related? I don't see Spaghetti Tooth John. I don't see Ga. I don't see Grob. Ga was here earlier. There's Stella. So I don't know what's going on. What about Grob? There's Michaela. She says she doesn't count. But what's going on? What ladies of NLO were talking shit behind your back? How did you find out? What's going on? What, you know, what came to pass?
We've got Cherokee Girl. We've got Fearless. Fearless says, not participating anymore. She already blew up my phone and I didn't even respond. Oh, no. Say it ain't so. And by the way, this is the second, you know, Fearless and Stevie Lou had a thing. Now Fearless and Dirty Dalish are having a thing. They were so lovely to me till I found out they were saying I'm in this community to use men. Well, I mean, I've said that. Your whole profession is using men. Look, men are using you too, so I don't have a problem with it. Spaghetti Tooth John is one of the women I trust. CC Hall, what's going on? Dirty Dalish says Fearless is lying, by the way. Michaela says, I tried to have Lemmy as a friend and failed miserably. I mean, this is wild. Who knew that this was bubbling under the seedy streets of the Nobody Likes Onions community? I thought we had a bunch of people happily getting along, 18 years. Today was finally about me. One day where it's not about being wordless or Chad's new shirt. Is this the point where the NLO chat starts turning on itself for drama content? I hope not. I don't know what's going on. This is wild to me. If any of the women want to call in and explain what's happening from their point of view, I would love that. The other women would hate it. I hope Fearless gets the help she needs, says Stevie Lou. I don't know what's going on. She played the guys we had in our Discord and drove everyone out that was out. She drove everyone out that was out. Who knows what's going on? Who knows? This is why I can't be Discording. This is wild. Earth to OnlyFans girl. I never joined this chat for the men. Never came in and said I do OnlyFans. That is true. And by the way, you know, Dalish, let me be honest with you. If Dalish is like using these communities to pick up men or get new customers, she sucks. She sucks. She does suck. But like, she goes on podcasts like No Filter and stuff. It's like these literally have six people watching. My instinct from her is that she's not asking for any attention other than what people give her. I made her a thing on this show. I'll take 100% responsibility for that. I'm the one who brought her up. She tweeted something about pronouncing her name, and then I went to her Twitter, saw it, and was like, what do we have here? Titties, you know. Dalish says, I have made zero money from being in this chat. Well, first of all, that's hurtful. You don't have to quantify my stuff. Fearless says, I'm out for the rest of the day. Oh, no. Oh, not on my birthday. Don't leave on my birthday party. This is wild. See you guys all later. I don't want this. This is nuts. Patrick, you can address the rumors that only your only women followers are crazy bitches. Do you think Dirty Dalish would do a live stream with Lorenzo Areola if she was using men? I don't even know who that is. No one from NLO signed up to her OnlyFans account? Yeah, I find that hard to believe. Because what about me? Oh, wait. That's my alt. You guys can't talk shit by my back and expect me to take it? Fight. Fight. Pillow fight. This is wild. I hope to find out more about this today as this show sits with people. Please send me details on what's happened here. Please let me. I don't know what's happening. True, Dalish was in chats prior to anybody knowing her day gig. This is a lousy Friday. Ray could help. I'm having a great time. It's a birthday. We couldn't go any more wrong over here. I agree, though. There are way bigger communities she could milk for customs if she really wanted to. And she wouldn't have to spend her time hanging out with No Filter, Andrew, or Nobody Likes Onions for that matter. And I think when you go to her page and stuff, like, you know, she ain't getting a lot of likes. It's like Canoe struggling to get to 1,000 fans. It's like there are titties and puss everywhere. It's not rare. It's available. It's a commodity. So you got to differentiate yourself somehow. But yeah, I don't even know what to say to this. This has rocked my world. My stable of ladies not getting along? Come on. This must be what it's like being a pimp. You got to keep everybody cool, calm, and collected. Come on, bitches. Why can't y'all just get along? Bill Loney, $10. Happy birthday. Thanks, Bill. I know nothing about this. I try to stay out of the Discord. Dalish says she's going to call. Hello.
Hi, Patty.
So what's going on? This is very disturbing to me on my birthday. How dare you?
I'm so sorry.
You know, you had a birthday a couple of Fridays ago, and it all went smooth. What's that? What's it? This is just ruining my life.
It went smoothly, but I guess behind my back, everyone was talking mad shit.
Now, what happened?
I guess, you know, when it's a pretty girl's birthday, I was guilting everyone into sending me birthday gifts.
Well, how many birthday gifts did you get?
I got 2 birthday gifts. They were very lovely at the time. But now I realize maybe it wasn't such a nice gift.
So when did this start? What did you hear? What do you know?
Well, Patty, it all starts before your Discord. We made an NLL Ladies Discord.
Oh, and the time,
and we thought
the time before the time.
Vaginas.
Hold on, what?
Mm-hmm. We added a couple male chatters and called them honorary vaginas. Little did I know that was what was going to be the destruction of our women friend group. Because, you know, you need male attention. You can't just be friends with girls.
Right. Because your cycles sync up and then it just becomes crank town.
You can't fight for who gets all the attention, you know? There's no sharing it, I guess.
So all the women in that Discord started fighting over the men in that Discord's attention?
That's not even necessarily what happened. It's just my theory as to why they turned on me. Because they knew Ian and the other male chatter before I ever joined any of this. And I was good friends with Ian. I was good friends with the other chatter. But for whatever reason, that I can't go into the personal reasons with Ian, but they believe that I'm the reason all the men want to leave the community.
Because
I guess I'm just in your chat stealing all your money, Patty.
You can't go into personal reasons with Ian? What does that mean?
He and I know a lot of personal details about each other, and that just wouldn't be appropriate to share. But it's part of why my friendship with Ian is part of why they don't like me anymore.
Got it.
Yeah, it is a lot. I can't, again, if I were to go on to the, if I were to give you these details on stream, my DMs would go fucking crazy. And I'm not down to fight with these people all goddamn week. You don't respond to one text and it snowballs into this.
But where did you hear that people were talking about you and you don't want to say who?
Ian.
Ian. Okay.
I'm going to just go ahead. He wanted me to keep it in confidence. But you know what? Fuck it. We're Woo! Burning these bridges down, I guess.
That's what she said.
All right. So Ian is ratting out other women to you, saying that they're talking shit about you.
Yeah, he told me that behind my back, they all messaged him, or he messaged them, and they told him that I'm just in this community to use men for their money and to distance himself from me.
All right, which, I think Ian's on
let
the,
me just say right
Ian's
now, I've never gotten money from Ian.
Okay.
Oh, I'm not going to talk to him. Oh. I'm not getting yelled at by this man again.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, Dale, let's try to have a good day. I'm sorry. I don't know what's going on. Please don't let it affect the Onions. The Fearless has already stormed off. This is crazy.
Oh, yeah. I did not intend for you to read that email on stream, but you did. And I didn't tell you not to. So I kind of just have to deal with.
Yeah, I like
the repercussions of my own actions.
I want this to simmer all day long, and then when we do members only show tonight, I want to really get into it. We're gonna really tear up the relationship tonight. All right, that's fine. Congrats on your drama.
Oh,
I don't
want to be in this drama, but
I think you'll.
I'm the crazy one, I guess.
I think you get. Some men, you've probably gotten a couple OnlyFans people that you don't even know of who watch some of these videos, but who knows? And I really don't think that's what you're after. Again, you'd be part of bigger communities and you'd be more obvious about trying to milk dudes if that's what you were after. So I don't believe that. But
yeah, if I was in this for the chatter's money, I wouldn't be wasting all of my time every day watching these streams,
right. You
get
you
talking with everyone.
You don't need any of them. You could just go to Perry Caravello's and make more money in that chat than any chat, probably.
Fucking true, because before all of this, I was in Perry's chat. And you know what? It was a lot less chaos.
All right. Try to have a nice day.
I hope that your 18th NLO birthday isn't completely ruined, Patty, but
it is.
Thanks for letting me come on and talk.
Yeah, no problem. Hello.
Happy birthday, Patrick. I just found out it's your birthday. I don't know what happened for the last hour. I just tuned in again, but it seems to be chaos. I just have to stand up for Gah. I tried to throw money at her. She wouldn't take it. I offered a flight to Atlantic City, I'll cover it, all expenses, turned it down. So, I mean, she seemed like a lovely lady.
Wait, is this Colt?
No, this is Brandon.
Yeah, but God's spoken for by Colt.
I don't know what created all this drama. I literally was just tuning back in after my last phone call. I just wanted to stand up for her character. She's a great lady. There's a few great ladies in this community and a lot of assholes.
Is this Beloved Chatter?
No, this is Brandon Network.
Oh, Brandon Network. Oh, Beloved Jesus Chatter. Christ. No, sorry. I didn't pick up on that because you were so concise and to the point.
Yeah, I think the infection's starting to seep out of my body through my sweat pores. But,
so hold on. Why were you trying to buy Gah a ticket to Atlantic City?
You know, it was just going to be a bit for the show. I thought it'd be a little chaos for the chatters, and it'd just be fun, you know, have your stable of women in Atlantic City while we just throw money at Kevin Brennan.
Yes,
fuck around.
It would be fun to have my stable of women in Atlantic City. What the fuck? What is going on this program?
But all right, man. I really do need to get to bed. God, it was lovely meeting you. And
sorry, I did not mean to hang up. Fuck, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hang up on you. I apologize, Brandon Network. Please forgive me. I trigger happily clicked that hang up button, and I did not mean to. Somebody said this is like Chimpire, but for white trash. You can gatekeep this community for yourself. I don't want it. What is happening? Dirty Dalish, I'll call in and tell the truth. What is going on? Call back in because Ian did try to call in. This is crazy. This is wild. Like, I don't, why is some other guy's trying to just send Ga to Atlantic City? Ga probably doesn't even want to go to Atlantic City. Meanwhile, people are giving me hotel rooms and I spit in their face. Like, what's happening? This show has gone wild. Do you understand? Real Housewives of Onions. I thought I was crazy, but this audience is nuts. It's so nuts. It really is. Oh, the Chad merch is coming in. We got 20 more minutes for you to get your entry in. Patrick and NobodyLikesOnions.com. It's going to be a little slow today, I think. A lot of drama. We haven't been focusing on the contest, but there is still time. What do you think Chad's t-shirt design is going to be? The person who gets the closest is going to win their choice shirt or hat from our store. Let me know. There is only one redhead. I don't know if that's true either. Dirty Dalish, you're best off forgiving and moving on. I don't know what happened, but that's usually the best way forward. Where the fuck did this come from? I'm getting other emails telling me they'll talk to me after the show privately. That's fine. I don't want to drag anyone to anything they don't want to be a part of. Detroit is my head hurts from this. Maybe I need to block you from here, too. You'll be like MLC. You won't be able to participate in any shows. And you'll thank me. You'll be like, wow, my mental health has gotten so much better. I don't know any of you. I'm not paying for shit. Sorry, Ian. Both of y'all need to move on and forgive. Yeah, I do. I do want to try to get it patched up, but I don't know. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. This is Ga.
Okay, Ga. I'd like to buy you a ticket to Atlantic City.
Okay, so I'm officially out of the Discord. This is so weird.
Great. This is what I wanted today. I wanted everyone to just fucking rage quit. This is perfect.
I'm quitting peacefully. What just happened was this Brandon person obviously is having some sort of brain melt. He sent me some weird message saying that he wanted to buy me a ticket to Atlantic City to piss off everyone in the chat, but he didn't have enough money for two hotel rooms. What the fuck is that supposed to mean? I didn't think it was a funny bit. So I never said anything about it at all.
Hold on. This guy, Brandon, do you know him? Is he in your private little? Okay.
Everyone thinks I know him because when I called in last Friday, you merged the call with him, with me. So everybody thought we were calling in together.
You were Tukina last week.
I was Tukina.
Okay.
And then you brought in Brandon. I didn't know that was going to happen.
Okay, so Brandon thinks because I like connected you guys on a call, he thinks you're dating now.
And apparently other people in the chat do too. Whatever.
Okay. But and
just want to say I'm still a cult C girl. That's it.
And so he contacted, do you have the email that he sent you?
I have a voice message.
Oh, that's even better. Is
do
there,
you want to hear it?
Yeah, I would love, of course. Do I want to hear it? Of course I want to hear it.
Give me 1 second.
I don't know, chat. Do we want to hear it? Yeah, I think we need to hear the message.
Okay, let me pull it up.
Oh, this is kind of, I'm almost going to come from this. This is fucking hilarious. Now, Brandon's calling back in. I'm not going to merge him this time.
Can you not?
Can you not?
That'd be great.
Him going,
hey, I want you to come to Atlantic City with me. And good news. They only have king size suites, and I can only afford one.
You want to hear it?
Yep, let's go.
Is this goth? If so, hi. I was on the phone when you called in as well last week. I was incredibly high on psychedelics and tripping in the woods. So I do apologize if I sounded crude or real dummy-like, because I have that aesthetic. But, I mean, I don't know if it was the shrooms talking or if it was the shrooms that made me feel like you sounded absolutely adorable. And I would love to piss off a lot of assholes in the NLO chat. So I was going to call in today and offer to cover your flight to AC in August. I could even be talked into possibly buying the ticket to return to wherever you live. lodging, I mean, I'd hate to drop a grand on two rooms, but, like, I definitely, if you wanted a room, I could definitely, like, throw some cash away. Maybe, like, make it exciting. I'll give you, like, $200, and we'll go put it on black and hope that, you know, you can pay your bill. this is incredibly awkward, but you know what? Fuck it.
There you go.
I don't even know.
So what am I supposed to do with that?
Hey, if you want to see the rest of this show, join the Overdose or the Overdose Light Level right here on YouTube. Sign up for the Overdose Light Level of membership and get access to almost every show we do on demand. I'm too lazy to go to my studio and record this right now, but I'm telling you right here from my laptop. Join the Overdose right now at nobodylikesonions.com/overdose. For only $10 a month, support the show and get access to everything I've ever done, all the way back to 2005. That's right, today's our 18th birthday. That's 18 years of show, thousands and thousands of hours of audio. Plus, you support the show and save 15% on merchandise and stuff. Or if you're too lazy to do that, just again, join the Overdose Light Level right here at YouTube. Click on it, upgrade it, click on it, join the Overdose Light Level. This show got crazy. Infidelity, a lot of women fighting, men fighting, drama, emotions. You're gonna love it. Don't miss the rest of this show. It's crazy.